All right. I don't know what to get to first. I do know. I guess we should do this first. First of all, Chloe interviewed Zach Brown.
Yes.
It's a recorded interview earlier this morning.
Really? The country artist?
We play Zach Brown. Don't we?
Yes. Yes, we play. There's the new song with Zach Brown and Chris Cornell.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
We have that. We have the audio from the Fox 4 report where they ran my dash cam video.
It was very popular on the social media.
Really?
On their Facebook posting of your video.
They posted it on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's my video.
They gave you courtesy.
All right.
154,000 views. I think, like 500-something shares.
You see, they didn't use your photo you thought they were going to use. They used something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was also a popular.
But, because I know at this point, Bob Pittman is in the building.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and run this. Ready?
Yes.
Attention. Attention, all iHeartMedia employees. Warning, warning. President and CEO Bob Pittman is in the building. This is not a drill. This is a real-world scenario. Run, run. Remove all name tags. Do not look directly at Bob Pittman without protective eyewear. Forget women and children first. We're not on a f***ing ship. Run down anyone in your way. Immediately find a safe hiding place. Do not hide under your desk. He will look there. Stay away from exterior walls and glass windows or doors. If you cannot make it to our basement, go to a low floor and stay in the center of the structure. Or find a concrete barrier between you and Bob Pittman, who is in the building. Place a bicycle or motorcycle helmet on your head. Do not proceed.
Really? Protective headgear. Had no idea you're the iHeartMedia safety officer.
Get to our basement, go to a low floor, and stay in the center of the structure. Or find a concrete barrier between you and Bob Pittman, who is in the building. Place a bicycle or motorcycle helmet on your head. Do not proceed to a mobile home. Bob will pick it up and tump it over. We have specially marked safety areas equipped with first aid kits, canned food, water, protective clothing, Geiger counters, and battery-powered radios. For the elderly or the handicapped, we have prepared nothing for you. We will sound an all clear once Bob Pittman has left the building and radiation has dropped to a safe level. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is in the building. Good f***ing luck.
Everett, you don't know the whole story, but just... imagine any company when the CEO, president CEO, is in town.
Sure.
They've been painting walls. They've been cleaning up areas. They've been, I don't know, everything.
Name any sort of maintenance issue that might have been just kind of lingering, and it's been tidied up.
That's awesome.
They even sent an email with specific guidelines yesterday or day before on how everyone's cubicles or desk areas should look.
Is he that much of an ass?
No.
They're just doing this based on what we don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't know who came up with the template. They made people take pictures off their desks. I think the only thing, the only real edict that Bob has a peeve about is, or an issue with, is just things leaning up against walls.
Okay.
So we figured... I guess he's going to have to fire Don Davis.
That's okay, Kenzie. You can laugh at that.
Okay.
I have the list of stuff that...
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Attention. Attention, all iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning! Bob Pittman is coming. Bob Pittman is coming. Things that you should know about Bob Pittman, who is coming. He doesn't like things that lean against walls. He hates the color purple. The actual color, not the Oprah movie. He has webbed toes and a third nipple. He keeps his youthful looks by consuming the souls of the damned. He keeps an army of invisible micro drones flying around the station to monitor everyone all the time. He hates Luke Bryan and anyone that does impersonations of Luke Bryan.
Uh-oh.
He travels with a personal chef who only makes wedge salads. He owns the moon. He's working on a secret dinosaur cloning project to enslave the Earth with. He and President Obama have created a machine that controls the weather. He travels around the country in his very own working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel queefs. And he hates babies. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is coming.
It's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Golden.
I don't think she's been home. And I know she hasn't eaten today.
For some reason, they put her in charge of making sure that everything was tidied up.
And who's Golden?
She's, personally, I would call her the executive of the entire company. But she's the GM's executive assistant.
Is that her name or her complexion? Or
Golden?
Yeah.
No, Golden's way off of her complexion.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then, just to make sure that there was ample security in the building, Golden had to meet with the Farmers Branch Police Department today.
You're kidding.
I passed her in the hall. I went, hey, Golden, what are you doing? You got a few minutes? No.
I don't have time for your joke today, Russ.
Okay. Well, I got car parts I got to throw around the building. I'll be back.
She normally likes you.
Is he under siege for some reason? I mean, why the protection?
CEO. President. They're just...
I think they just want the building to look cool, have a nice presence.
I guess. I mean, it's not like he's president of an unstable South American country.
No.
No, but he is
huge. That's true.
Plus, if you're going to impress somebody, why not have, an armed police officer standing there? He's always here protecting your property, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Although, for some reason, deep down, I feel like Bob is probably one of those guys that could just handle himself. And not just because of the Iron Man suit.
No. But I don't know why they spent all the time cleaning, painting, whatever. Because we took pictures of all the desks and areas last week.
Right.
So we're going to show him.
Awesome.
And it looks bad. Bad.
Stuff leaning up against things?
Well, there's things leaning on walls everywhere. If any wall up here had at least three things up against it.
One of them was Don Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know if he'll stop by the studio. I invited him in.
Nice.
I haven't seen him. I just told him in an email when you come to Dallas. Come in the studio. Tell us how you created MTV.
That would be an interesting story.
Really?
To say the least.
Yeah. In his early 20s.
No kidding.
Yeah. Bob Pittman's one of those guys that really makes you question your life.
I don't like that.
No. And you, Everett, are among the kings of this room. When he walks in, you a peon.
I'll have to brace myself.
Yeah.
Got all that accomplished in his early 20s.
Nice.
I didn't start wiping my ass till I was 26. Okay. I gave you the option.
All right.
The Fox 4 news report. Mm-hmm. Alfie pulled the audio.
Yes.
Or a close interview with Zach Brown.
The Fox 4 thing.
Okay. I was curious how they were going to address it because they call Everett. You know the story?
No.
All right. On my way to work yesterday morning, there was a wreck right in front of me. Caught it on my dash cam.
Okay.
Fox 4 has helped us out before, so I sent them the video. Well, here, if you want this, take it. And then they call while I'm on the air. Could we send a camera crew up? For what?
Well, just to, you know, get your perspective. You saw what I saw. It was on the dash cam.
Right.
Well, what am I going to add?
Wheel fell off a truck.
Fell off a truck?
Oh, it was dandy.
It wasn't just it fell off. I mean, high speed, tollway, the wheel shoots and flies off the truck.
This off the side of the truck that was using it, not mm-hmm. like a spare on the back.
Ooh, right. Yeah. It looked like a mid-80s Suburban.
Yeah.
And the left rear wheel just came the F off. And so now I'm watching this. I'm like 2-3 car lengths behind. I'm watching the Suburban. I'm slowing down. Also got to watch where the wheel's going to go. Luckily, it bounced across the median into oncoming traffic.
It's a good video.
Ordinarily, under these circumstances, I would hurl vile epithets.
Actually, I was on the phone while all this was going on, hands-free. And I went, hang on, wheel just fell off the truck. So visually, I checked everybody to make sure they were okay because I got cars coming up my ass. And, damn, I wish I still had I don't think the video was on the video stream. I had it stored up there. I'll show you during the break.
Okay. So nobody was hurt, hopefully?
No, I made eye contact with the guy in the Suburban who did a 180, 360, whatever.
Okay.
And he pegged another car after he lost control. I looked at the guy in the Suburban, and he was just sitting there like, so I knew he was okay. Okay. He's just staring straight ahead, holding onto the steering wheel.
He's taking a moment.
Yes.
I'm sure his Suburban's spinning around. He looks over in the passenger seat. John Candy's dressed like the devil's laughing. And then the other car, checked on them. They looked okay.
Okay, good.
But why they wanted to send up a reporter? I mean, it's like 12 seconds of video, maybe. Well, what am I going to add to it?
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because you're the person who witnessed it, I guess. And it's an opportunity
That's for something that I'm missing then.
You are.
It humanizes it. Without it, it's just a piece of video. With you, it's a story. It's a personal experience. It's local DJ narrowly survives severe incident on toy.
Possibly had I, well, luckily the truck was like two lanes over. And you know, I don't use that lane.
No.
I don't even use it when I get off the freeway.
Yeah, somehow magically you go from far left to off.
Okay. I wish I could show Everett the video.
Can I pull it up from the drive?
You can try. It should be on external hard drive that, what's his name, gave us? Nathan.
From Dickies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a terabyte hard drive.
Mm-hmm. I want to go for good memory.
All right. It's going to say, scroll down.
Wreck.
That's the one. Click on that. Hit open. Okay.
Look at me go.
Well, hit play. See if it rolls.
And she can't find play.
All right. Watch Everett. Third lane.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that good?
That was awesome.
That's good video.
Man, you're lucky.
Why?
Well, you got to film that.
Yeah, I just happened to look up and went, please, let the dash cam be on.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it to four, and they emailed back, did Russ shoot that? well, sort of. It's a dash cam. It's not like I'm just running around with my phone ready to record crap. He did a damn good job of controlling a Suburban.
Yeah, if he'd done as good a job of tightening his lug nuts, it might never have happened.
Yeah. And Dan actually pointed that out. He said, if you're going to do a story, you know, find out if he had just had his vehicle serviced.
Yeah. Good
get
point.
Get Becky Oliver. Go find out where he had his wheels done.
All right, Kenzie, hit take again.
This one?
That one. Okay, you're clear. All right. So I was curious if how they were going to approach the story with no interview.
Right.
Because they had a producer call, and I went, nah, I don't think so. And he sounded dejected, like he was going to cry.
Well, now, hang on. It wasn't just you saying, no, I don't think so. You accused Fox 4 of trying to set you up.
Well, why else would they want to talk to me about 10, 12 seconds of video?
Exactly how Alfie put it. It humanizes it. It's a notable video from a notable person.
Yeah.
And you know that they're gonna amp it up. They got to sensationalize and be like, did you feel like your life was in danger? Had you left your house 2 seconds earlier?
The only reason I would have considered it, because you know all the stupid questions they're going to ask.
Right.
Do you feel lucky to be alive? I don't know. What the f*** do you think? What was going through your mind when this was going on? Wheel fell off a truck. Anything else?
When you realized that you were safe, how did you feel?
I was safe the entire time. I pay attention when I'm driving.
Were you concerned about the safety of others?
No.
No?
Well, I made sure everybody was okay. But I'd look like an idiot describing the video.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to try to... I think Alfie's right. They want to personalize it.
And I don't think they wanted you to describe the video. I think they just would have had you tell what happened.
They saw what happened. It's in the video.
But they want you to say it.
Line one might be another reason why they wanted to interview you.
Oh. Yes, Mark.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Nothing.
You remember years ago on the tollway when LaBella, you know, remember that freak accident that happened?
Yeah, it was a 18-wheeler carrying a forklift, and it was too high for the overpass.
Right.
Fell off, went into oncoming traffic, went straight through LaBella's car, and immediately killed him.
Yeah, right. I mean, he was such a great broadcaster, and as well as you are. But
all right, who was that? Who was that in the background? Mark? A-hole. It was funny, though.
Oh, my God.
All right, watch the 4x4 for the far right lane. A local celebrity had his own personal dash camera recording when it lost a wheel in the Dallas North Tollway.
The news leader, broadcasting for all North Texas. Fox 4 News starts now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Hayes.
And I'm Steve Eagerty. It is 9 o'clock. Some drivers had a close call in the Dallas North Tollway, and Radio Shock jock Russ Martin caught it on dash camera on his way to work this morning. Look to the kind of the right of the screen. You see the wheel going across the roadway. A Suburban lost the left rear wheel, which bounced across a couple of lanes, then into oncoming traffic coming the other way. The 4x4 clipped a van during the spin-out. No one was hurt. We asked the good-natured and humble Martin to talk about the close call he recorded. He politely and respectfully declined.
All right, that's much better than the Clarice Tinsley one I saw.
Oh, what did Clarice? Huh? It ran twice?
Yeah, she basically said the same thing, shock jock, but she didn't say anything like Steve did at the end there, how you declined.
Eager's really, really good at being underhanded.
Yeah. How is that underhanded?
There's just a texture to
that. I politely declined. I was humble.
Yes, but I didn't really feel that he meant everything he said.
I thought he did. I don't know why they had to say shock jock.
That's how they always describe you. You can't get away from it.
Well, Stern started that. So did Clarice say anything ugly or make faces?
Oh, no, not at all. Hers was just straightforward.
Wow. Well, I'm glad they got use out of it and posted it on their Facebook page.
You sent it to them.
So? It's on my Facebook page.
Well, then you shouldn't have sent it to them.
Dicks. Okay. You ready for Chloe and his interview with Zach?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Zach Brown? This is Chloe from the Eagle in Dallas.
Right on. Awesome, man. Thank you guys for playing Heavy's Ahead. Much appreciated.
Dude, you bet. And, well, we are a rock station, but there's a question I do have to ask you about the country world. My boss is a huge Merle Haggard fan. So oh, yeah. Is there any Merle Haggard songs that you've covered or you may plan on covering in the future?
Man.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
I figured if anybody would know the person that's embedded in country music extremely deep, it would be Zac Brown.
So why are we playing Zac Brown if he's country?
Because he did a new song with Chris Cornell, formerly of Soundgarden.
Okay.
Heavy's the Head. So.
All right. And do we play it?
Yes, we do.
Is it a good song?
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
All right.
It's still weird to ask him straight out of the chute about Merle.
Boss is a huge Merle Haggard fan. So oh, yeah. Is there any Merle Haggard songs that you've covered or you may plan on covering in the future?
Man, Merle is an icon and a legend. I mean, yeah. I mean, music has meant so much to me over the years, and that just the different influences and different people, Merle being one of them, and actually gotten to meet him and get to hang one of the first times I came to my studio or to record in Nashville. Keith Stegall was recording Merle and George.
Who knew he'd have a story? Even when Chloe interviewed, I don't think he asked James Hetfield about Merle.
Mm-mm. No. That was before the Merle craze.
Who was it? It was the two guys.
From Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. Asked him about Merle.
How'd that go?
They had a Merle story.
Did they have a better answer than this guy? Because, I mean, the question was, have you ever done a Merle cover do you plan to? And I don't hear that coming out of Zach's mouth.
Well, you hadn't heard the whole thing yet.
Oh, okay.
But at least he called him an icon.
That's true.
And he said yes.
He said yes what?
That he would do a cover song.
Or has.
In the beginning, he said yes.
Yeah, I mean, music has meant so much to me.
Huge Merle Haggard fan. So is there any Merle Haggard songs that you've covered or you may plan on covering?
Did you actually play this music when you did the interview? Or did you add it later?
I just kind of played it underneath a little bit.
Oh. Dick.
Merle Haggard fan. So is there any Merle Haggard songs that you've covered or you may plan on covering in the future?
Man, Merle is an icon and a legend. I mean, yeah. I mean, music has meant so much to me over the years, and that just the different influences and different people, Merle being one of them, and actually gotten to meet him and get to hang one of the first times I came to my studio or to record in Nashville. Keith Stegall was recording Merle and George and doing a tribute to them. So we haven't covered any Merle as of yet, but there's man.
You never know. Dude, Zach, thank you so much. Huge fan, and keep rocking, and we look forward to seeing you here in Dallas.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
All right, man.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Awesome. But it was funny because he even kind of was off guard a little bit. I just thought that was...
I can imagine he is. He's calling into a rock station, talking about a song that he did, and the rock station didn't even bother to ask him about it.
Ask him about his song, play his song.
Mm-mm.
They're coming to Dallas when?
I think in September. They just announced it, September or August, something like that.
To Dallas, Fort Worth?
Yes, going to come into Jexa Starplex.
Okay. I don't know why they keep setting up these interviews, because they know if it's going to be recorded, I'm not coming in early to do it.
Maybe at this point they actually would like to see what Chloe does.
Okay.
Don Davis did warn him it might be a little bit different. Just gave him a little bit of a heads up.
Good on Don.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:41, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alpi Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by European Wax Center. Not a whole lot going on. We're getting started off in, Mesquite, westbound 30, just before Northwest Drive. Got an accident there that has traffic jacked up. back from the President George W. Bush Turnpike. The far left and right lanes are blocked. Traffic's barely getting by in the center. And also in Lake Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the Lake Louisville Bridge, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up. Back from FM 407. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Scattered storms possible tonight, a low of 61, then tomorrow sunny and a high around 90. Right now, 68 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Warning, warning. President and CEO Bob Pittman is in the building.
K-E-G-L. Woohoo, Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
That's you pick scraping?
Do I?
That's you pick scraping?
Also playing guitar.
Well, I know. But I mean, the whole package, man. Not just playing, but you got the properly timed pick scrape in there. It's good.
We've actually renamed them when Russ does them.
Bitch scrapers. Scrapes.
It's kind of his thing now.
I like it.
Tina didn't have enough guitar, so I thought I'd overdub.
Yeah, why not?
And like we do every day, I play it twice.
Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I still remember when you bought your first guitar, man.
You bought it with me. Took me to a pawn shop, bought the Dean Flying V.
Yeah.
Oof. And an amp. It was small. I guess you call it a practice amp.
Yeah.
But that thing was not solid state.
That's what you want. It's tube amp.
I bet that amp, I bet it weighs 75 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The real deal.
Now, how many amps do you have?
Three.
What's the big one?
Marshall half stack.
Yeah.
And how many guitars?
12, 15, I don't know. And it's buying all those guitars that have allowed me to elevate myself to the perfect pick scrape.
We all have our foundation.
So, what do you want to do?
So, you said you knew that Bob Pittman was in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Did he text you? Did someone else let you know?
No, I just saw somebody running down the hall.
Oh, really?
He's here.
Did they really? Was someone doing a Paul Revere, but for Pittman?
I don't know, but when Golden was in the lobby talking to the Farmers Branch police officer,
mm-hmm.
I started to walk off after I talked to him for a second, and then I backed up and went, the elevator just happened to ding. I went, it's Bob. And she looked, she went, you mother.
She is so stressed. She needs a vacation after this weekend. Or at least just a couple days off, not having to worry about anything.
She's not going to finish worrying until Bob's back on in his suit flying back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he here? Do we know?
I think he wanted to see Edgefest. First of all, I think he's hitting all the major markets.
Okay.
Scaring the piss out of everybody.
Right.
And
sort of an Imperial Death March.
First of all, he's done a fine job.
We heard he did this in Cleveland last week, and they all did the same stuff that we're doing here.
Well, all the clusters are supposed to look the same. Bob likes a uniform look.
Okay.
So, theoretically, you should be able to walk into any high-rise where there's clear channel stations, and they should look identical to what our offices look like.
Okay. So he's making sure that happens by scaring everybody into not having stuff leaning against walls.
As far as I know, that's the only thing. And yet, you know, I actually thought about this. When I owned Russ Martin Automotive, I wanted the areas where the customers were, I wanted that to stay clean.
That makes sense. You want it to be inviting, especially if people are going to have to sit there for a while.
You know, the break room that I repainted and put tile in and everything for the employees, I wanted that to stay clean. That wasn't going to happen.
Never does.
Oh, man.
You walk in there and it looked like there were, BP had just left.
The it's oil like, company?
Yeah,
okay.
Oil explosion. But that, so I was anal about the common areas. So I get Bob having, you know, things, not leaning against walls. I'm going to miss Don.
I know. It's so sad. He was walking around all day with his head down.
I wish somebody tried to stand me up. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see if anything we could play for Everett that he hasn't heard.
That he has not heard? Did he hear the Arizona police officer run down the armed man in the street?
No.
What?
Do we have that?
Yeah, cut number one.
Did we play that already?
We have. I just wasn't sure if Everett heard it.
I have not heard it.
What cut is it?
It should be number one.
Oh. Well, you probably saw the video.
No, I haven't.
It was a guy that had committed a bunch of crimes, and then he went into a Target or Walmart or wherever and stole a 30-30.
Okay.
With ammunition. Now he's walking down the street, residential area.
All right.
Headed towards an office district with a lot of people. So the, what was it?
It's Marana, Arizona.
Yeah. You got one officer that's staying a distance behind, watching the guy, telling him, put the weapon down. Finally, the guy blows a shot in the air. So the officer warns another squad car approaching from the other side.
Right.
Hold off.
Yeah.
This thing's loaded. And then you see on the dash cam of the squad car, the guy that's given all the instructions.
Yeah.
To his right comes a Crown Vic squad car flying past him and just runs the perp down. It's a great video.
1U157.
Okay, never mind. Arizona Pavilion.
All right, one round just went out into the sky.
And you actually hear the squad car passing.
Oh.
Because he's howling.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely unlocked now. It's definitely loaded. Have units, be prepared.
Okay, boy, is the subject shooting or did you shoot?
Negative, it did not shoot. Unit right there, just stand off. Stand off, the gun is loaded. Unit, stay off. Oh! Jesus Christ, man down.
This next audio is from the dash cam of the guy that actually ran him down.
Okay.
Vroom.
Unit right there, just stand off.
The gun is loaded.
Unit, stay off. Strike,
man down.
435,
454. Oh, that's great.
What's the matter?
That sounds problematic.
Why?
Are you thinking excessive force, counselor?
Well, among other things, yeah. I mean,
he had already pointed the rifle at the officers, so they could have already taken him out.
Yeah.
And actually, the attorney defending the perp said it was excessive force.
Well, I can understand that position.
Would it have been a news story had they just shot him?
Certainly not to the same degree. I mean, that happens all the time.
Exactly.
This is a little bit
And you can't just sneak up on him, you know, drive up slow, because he would have. In fact, he turned around about the time the squad car got to him.
Right.
And that's the last thing you want, is somebody with a 30-30 shooting at you.
Sure.
I'm assuming he lived.
What?
I'm assuming he lived.
He who?
The bad guy.
Yeah, he actually did. Cop kind of just winged him with the left front fender.
Okay.
The only problem was there was a concrete wall right behind the perp.
Well, the perp cleared the wall about, 5 feet up in the air?
I don't know. I didn't notice that part.
Yeah, the perp kind of went on a cartwheel tour.
Yeah.
Because at one moment, he's upright holding the gun. The next moment, he is upside down, not holding a gun, and probably looking at a squad car.
And, I haven't seen the video. Was he pointing the gun at the time that he got run over?
No. But he was headed towards, first of all, he's walked through a residential area, and he was headed towards an office district.
Okay.
Which is going to have a lot of people in it.
That's right.
So the officer had to make the call.
And he did.
It's the best one I've seen.
My new hero.
But you still had plenty of people once this was posted, people saying, because this happened a few months back, and the officer was just recently cleared. And
Kenzie, that video is someplace on the drive. If you want to look for it, okay. Keep going, Dan.
So the officer was just recently cleared, and once it gets posted, because of everything going on with police, it then goes pretty much viral, everyone questioning the use of force.
Sure.
I can't believe they would do this. What's amazing to me is all this stuff happens when you have all these, you've heard the term Monday morning quarterback.
Of course.
You have Monday morning law enforcement experts.
Right.
Who are, in fact, not law enforcement experts. They have no idea anything necessarily about the law, and they certainly have no idea about dealing with, armed people.
Well, and you're trying to microanalyze with the benefit of time something that happens in a moment.
Yeah. And then so typically what they say is, this was too much. They shouldn't have done this to this man. It's excessive force. It's like, what do you want the officer to do? You want to go up to him, offer him flowers and a hug, and say, sir, may I have your rifle?
Well, certainly at the very least, he did not put himself in an enviable position.
That's very true. And I actually think
The perp.
Oh, no.
And I actually think some people would prefer an officer get shot before they actually use any sort of deadly force.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a reasonably foreseeable consequence of his actions.
Which one?
The perp.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, he put himself in that. Whether you agree with, and again, I haven't seen the video because Kenzie can't find it. But
it's not on there.
No, it's not. It's on a different drive.
But I mean, but for his conduct, this would not have occurred.
And
you certainly can't argue with that aspect of
no.
this, whatever the video shows.
And
which,
the officer,
again, I can't see because Kenzie
can't find it. And the officer would have been fine had it just been what you actually saw in the video, which is the guy walking down the street with the rifle, fires off around, and keeps walking towards people. But before all that was when he'd started out the morning with an armed robbery and then, theft when he stole the rifle from a Walmart and all these other things.
God, it would be so helpful if I could see the video. But
home invasion.
Yeah, a home invasion. And then stole a car from that home. I mean, he had a full morning.
Yeah. Some of which was videotaped, from what I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to pull it up on my computer. It'll take, give me about a week.
All right.
But, cops around the country are masturbating to that.
Oh, yeah. It's all over, cop message boards. Ooh, yeah. Look at the dust from the concrete wall. Oh, my God. You can see his feet in the air.
But everybody was fine. Nobody got shot. Perp made it. And the perp's attorney is there was no reason for that. Couldn't they set up a perimeter? Yeah. And now you got squad cars on both sides of him. Now you've got a gunfight.
Right.
You got crossfire. And possibly innocent people could have gotten shot. So he got run down. Big deal.
He'll get over it.
Of all sometimes I go on the binge watching thing of watching police wildest chases, mm-hmm. whatever. This is my favorite of all time.
Really?
Just to see that squad car come around because that cop and the squad car is going, enough. Had it with this.
Man, I wish I could see that video, Kenzie.
Damn it.
sitting there in his squad car going,
I stand to watch this guy's running around with his, you know, turn up his radio. No, me.
All right. If you want to come see it,
all right.
You got to hurry because I don't know how long this browser is going to stay open. It'll play here in a second.
Okay.
I'll, Dan, talk about something interesting for a second.
Well, as the two of you watch a video.
Mm-hmm.
When you're done with that, at some point you could play for Everett the Luke Bryan winning the ACM Entertainer of the Year award. And if you also, I got Chris Ryan. Today was his last day on the Eagle.
Yeah, that was intentional.
The cop running over the guy?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, it was intentional. I'll show you a better copy later.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I didn't get to hear Chris's last break. In fact, I was running around. I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. Like, he's just kind of booked.
Well, he's always been low-key like that.
Well, but he's been with his station on and off, for like 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the audio?
Cut 15.
Okay.
It's 97.1 The Eagle, the Rock of Dallas-Fort Worth. Chris Ryan, this is it, my last break. I want to say some thanks. If you give me just a second here, I want to say thanks to iHeartMedia here in Dallas for allowing me to have this final week to say goodbye to everybody and share some stories with you. It's really cool. That doesn't usually happen in radio. The minute you say that you're leaving, you're gone. But they allowed me to do this, so I appreciate that, especially
I'm adding the music. I think it's appropriate.
The rock bands over the years for all the great music, man. I mean, the Eagle was lucky to get in right there before the real hard rock stuff started to break, and we were able to help out with those bands, and those bands helped us out in return. Good stuff there. And also thanks to all the local bands over the years who were down there in the trenches, down in Deep Ellum in downtown Fort Worth, you know, playing shows for us here and there. And keep doing that, man, and keep supporting local music, you folks out there. I want to say thanks to the promo staff and the sales department. There's been so many people that have gone through the Eagle over the past 21 years, and they all gave a little something. So thanks for giving that little something. You behind-the-scenes folks really make it happen, really, especially those big events like BFD, which is coming up. And then I want to say thanks to you, the listeners, for being there for the past 21 years. It means a lot. To me, it means a lot to everybody up here at the station. So keep listening and keep on rocking. And it's been an amazing 21 years. So I'll see you down the road. I'm not going anywhere too far. And I'll leave you with Dave and the boys. Russ and the boys are coming up next here on 97.1 The Eagle.
Bombadita, 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 bombadita.
That was the closing Stevens and Pruitt used at the end of their show every day.
Yeah.
That mother didn't say a damn word about me.
He said you were up next.
So? You know what this format, this station would have been had somebody not come along?
By somebody, do you mean you?
I'm just saying somebody. I'm not taking credit for saving this dump.
But are you taking credit for saving this dump?
Is it a dump now?
No.
Was it a dump before we started here?
Yes.
Well, then you'll just put the pieces together.
I'm pretty good at puzzles.
Is he mad at us?
No, I think he was just caught up. He's caught up in the moment. It's emotional.
He didn't really say anything about Cindy either.
No.
Could have said something more than we were up next.
He may be saving something special for you later.
The more I think about it, it's like you can't mention the jocks that you have the camaraderie with. Now I'm kind of pissed.
Oh, no.
Dude.
All right, first of all, you know you done effed up when Chloe was mad at you.
Damn.
Chloe doesn't get mad at anybody for anything.
I like Chris a lot. He helped us with, you know, voicing stuff.
I'm sure he still will.
He might. He'll charge us for it now.
That's the downside. He's going to charge a lot for it now.
How many people you think would still have a job at this station if somebody hadn't come along for it when it was a dump?
Not many. I know that.
I'm glad the motherfucker's gone.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Not a whole lot going on right now. We're starting off in Mesquite, westbound 30, just before Northwest Drive. Got an accident there. Left and right lanes are blocked. Traffic getting through in the center. That's backed up back from the bush. Into Grapevine, northbound 360, right at Stone Myers Parkway. Got an accident there. Your backup is back from Glade Road. In Lake Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Lake Louisville Bridge. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Business 121. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, scattered storms, low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 90. Right now, it is 69. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Tastes like rubber, covered with goo. Some comes clear, some comes milky, some comes thick, and some comes silky. Don't bite the f*** that f*** you, honey, it'll be good to you. Don't bite the f*** that f*** you, honey, you got to learn to suck it funny.
Yes, Trey.
Oh, hey, Russ, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, in his defense, he did actually mention you and Cindy at one point. It might have been the second break to last. He was saying that he thought what made the Eagle so successful and where it survived in the market where other shows or other stations like Q102 and whatnot all failed was specifically on the strength of its DJ's personalities.
Well, I miss him now.
Yeah, I think between that and between the second one, he had a pretty good bow out.
Yeah, you could tell he was having a hard time with the last break.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, thanks, sir. I didn't pay attention to all of it. Did he, same thing about the station actually letting him say goodbye?
Yeah, it was a big part of it.
Oh, I missed that. I was listening for my name. Is it near the beginning?
Yes.
It's 97.1 The Eagle, the rock of Dallas-Fort Worth. Chris Ryan, this is it, my last break. I want to say some thanks. If you give me just a second here, I want to say thanks to iHeartMedia here in Dallas for allowing me to have this final week to say goodbye to everybody and share some stories with you. It's really cool. That doesn't usually happen in radio. The minute you say that you're leaving, you're gone. But they allowed me to do this, so I appreciate that, especially Don Davis. Thanks for your help. I want to thank all the rock bands over the years for all...
Don Davis. Mention Don Davis. Don't mention me in the last break.
He mentioned you, though.
Did you hear it?
No.
Then Trey could have been lying. Everybody knows Trey's a liar.
True.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to.
He did if he wanted to be on your good side.
Well, I can't do anything to him.
Really?
To Chris?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not if he doesn't work here.
You can always find a way.
It's fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everett finally saw a decent version of the video that caught running the guy down.
Yeah.
A good shot.
It was a good one.
You want me to play it real quick?
No, we're on the radio.
You play
played the other one.
I played the audio. Damn, I cut my hair too short.
Yeah, you did.
It's funny, a chick stopped me in the hall today. She said, I like it like that. Mm-hmm. I don't leave no bangs.
Nope.
You don't need them with that bi-temporal recession that you lack.
Okay. Anybody got a hat?
Why you need a hat?
Cover up my hair.
Why would you want to cover up your hair that you cut yourself? I know those eyes. I know those pursed lips.
You actually do have a hat in here if you want.
What is it?
It's one that a Garland firefighter dropped off for you today.
Oh. I'll put it on. Well, it's too late. Everybody's going to see me. Maybe I'll have to get extensions or something.
Get you a weave?
Yeah. Are you going to do that yourself? There's those eyes again. Did you cut your hair for Bob?
No. Just when I start getting headphone hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you take your headphones off.
And there's the dent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for a cut. So I just decided to go a little shorter because that's what everybody wants to know.
Do you cut it in the mirror? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
How does that work? Because doesn't it seem
I use
reversed?
Scissors. I use a
Flobe.
I almost slipped and called you something, too.
I know. I got a finger.
shears with different settings.
Oh, okay. Different settings on different parts of your head or?
Yes.
Or uniform. I just want to know.
Well, you go a little shorter on the sides and a little longer on the top. Okay. I got tired of messing with all of it and went, screw it. I just trim it.
How do you do the back?
Just run it up and down the back.
What about along your hairline back here so it gets all trimmed up nice?
I don't know. Is it trimmed up nice?
No.
Well, then that's how I... Then obviously I have no concerns.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Dan... I'll move the camera later.
Okay.
I want to take that other camera, our fourth one, and point it towards a door so we can see if Pittman's coming.
Oh, that's a good idea. On the radio.
That's for us.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you,
that, Dan. That is for us.
Okay. Start news. You got more audio. What do you want to do?
I got plenty of other audio if you want. If Everett. He had not heard Luke Bryan's acceptance speech from the ACMs.
You want to hear part of that?
Oh, I'd love to.
You know, you just won. What did you win?
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi. I won the ACM Entertainer of the Year 2015.
Wow.
I'm very proud.
Very impressive, Luke.
And I hosted. I killed it.
Sounds like an inside job to me, but whatever.
Nuh-uh. I stuffed lots of boxes to get that award.
Plenty of hugs.
Mm-hmm. Hugs all around.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is Luke Bryan!
Yay. Wow. I'd like to say I didn't expect this, but well, let's be real. I deserve this here award. And if I hadn't won, I would have burned this goddamn stadium to the ground. I don't give a fuck if the Cowboys play here. My favorite team's the Toronto Blue Jays. I'd like to thank God, but he didn't have shit to do with writing Shake It For Me, Girl. In fact, he tried to talk me out of it. I'm glad I didn't listen. To Miranda Lambert, I just want to say fuck you right in your big fat face. And to my dear friend Blake Shelton, I'd like to say I'm sorry about that time I c***ed on your back. To Garth, I want to say this is what you get for only giving me one hug, you piece of shit. I'm glad I beat you and all these other bitches they nominated. Jason Aldean, you can suck it. And Florida Georgia Line, you're a bunch of indecisive pussies. Make up your goddamn mind. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, though. I came here hoping to bang your cheerleader. It didn't happen, but at least I gave Jerry Jones some glory hole backstage. But I am really impressed by this place, Cowboys Stadium. This place is huge. Not as big as Miranda Lambert's ass, but it's still pretty big. Oh, hey, guess what, Miranda? You may have won four awards tonight, but I know your t's has gone bad. I also want to thank big-eared Tony Romo for throwing that football to me. And I'd like to make fun of him, but honestly, I look up to him because he left Jessica Simpson at an IHOP in the middle of Texas. I told Blake to do that to Miranda. Bitch probably wouldn't even notice, especially if it's all-you-can-eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that down.
I'd like to take this moment to say f*** you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann. And f*** you to the Dallas City Council for making me pay 5 cents for a plastic bag. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the person most responsible for making this happen. Me, LB out.
Do you know who J.R. Schumann is?
I don't.
He is the operations manager for KSCS and The Wolf.
Okay.
Friend of ours.
I see.
Good friend of ours, actually.
Met him when he was working in Victoria, Texas, doing mornings with the same company as Dan Lewis.
Okay.
He was the one that gave us some of the audio that you then recreated.
I see. Well, then thanks to JR.
Who obviously has gone on to bigger and brighter things as upper management at a radio station in a top five market, whereas yes. Dan Lewis is languishing somewhere in East Texas.
Mm.
We think Paris.
Really? That's the latest update?
Mm-hmm. I think the I'm sure he would see it as he was such a good manager, they promoted him to program director or something. I'm sure they would see it as he was so bad on the air, let's just get him off of it.
I think he's on the air.
I don't know. Last I had heard, he was in management.
Well,
I don't know if that meant he was managing, you know, a bucket or what.
He had changed his on-air name to Deacon Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody's, somehow the listeners always find him and rat him out.
Hi, this is not Dan Lewis.
Pretty much.
And then JR heard Luke Bryan call him a sack of S. So he goes, what?
The ops manager for other stations has our hotline. And he was technically, like, he should have been on the air that day, well, on Monday, but I guess he had taken the day off because, or Tuesday, whenever he heard it. He had taken the day off because he was so busy with all the ACMs in Arlington.
Oh, is that why he was off?
Yeah, because I don't know if Hawkeye did the same thing, because I know Hawkeye was on the air all weekend. They were, everything was ACM-centric, and they were just always on the air doing something.
Yeah, in fact, when JR called, he asked, do you still have that audio where Everett imitated Dan Lewis? And we never keep that. We can't. We were looking the other day for the phone call where the, a couple of years ago when the city of Dallas was spraying for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And the guy said, they're not going to fly over my house. I went all the way up to purple. Some days we can find it. Some days we can't.
I think Everett's thing might be on my flash.
I'll look. First, I should learn how to spell Everett.
It's tough, man. All the E's.
Everett doing Dan Lewis.
Ding, ding, ding.
I like both of them. I think I like part one the best, though. Both of them are good.
Part one.
Both yeah. Classics.
Okay.
My name is Dan Lewis. I have over 12 years of experience in Dallas radio, all of which occurred during a six-year period of time. For 30 years, I was the producer of The Russ Martin Show. Fortunately, I was surrounded by a sufficient measure of talent that my mediocrity was largely obscured. As a result, my wife, Laura, was able to convince a somewhat inebriated program director.
Kenzie, you heard the original audio right of Dan Lewis.
I think just a clip, one, like a couple seconds.
This is not too far off from Dan's demo tape.
Do you still have any?
Well, like we know.
Audio.
To give me my own show. A glowing jewel of the firmament, the Dan Lewis Show was so successful that it was canceled almost immediately from one station, thereafter casting another into the tempestuous throes of bankruptcy. I have been married to the same lovely woman for over 24 years, to whom I and 9 of my meaty digits have been completely faithful.
Dan went on a trip to Mexico once and fingered a listener.
Nuh-uh.
That's why Everett says 9 of the digits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Faithful.
We have 2 or 3 children whose names I might recall if, in so doing, it did not otherwise compromise my narcissism. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. No doubt my incalculable genius inspires yet frightens you. Hire me at once.
Does he like talk like that with the pronunciation of certain words like Everett did?
Yeah, he had done a demo tape, Dan Lewis, for WRR, and is demonstrating his expertise.
His vocal acumen.
How to pronounce all the different names.
I can speak clearly. Type of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
It was actually much worse than what I did.
Wow.
Everett, we actually could have sent Everett's tape to WRR, and they would have been like, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You want a job? Whereas, keep in mind, classical people at WRR probably heard Dan Lewis and said, wow. That guy's a smug prick.
Wow. Because I remember hearing that one clip about something about a watermelon, and he was like doing news stories, but it was just...
That was just an air check of him in some other market.
Yeah. In his wacky morning show.
Yes.
And and his bell.
Yes.
I'll give it a shot, see if there's anything that says Dan Lewis. At least find weird clips. I hope this is edited.
I'm gay.
Let's f***.
Man, that was close. I love big cranks. It totally sounds natural.
Mm-hmm. Dan's holy S moment bleeped. Any idea?
Mm-mm.
All right. You don't even have to count that wide. Oh, this is when I gave you the check as a wedding gift.
Oh, yeah. Where you bought off your presents.
Mm-hmm. So this is as soon as I handed him the check.
All right.
It's your wedding gift from the show.
Holy
damn. That was worth the grand.
Save that. That's good.
What is this one? All right. It's code words that they're using. Malt liquor. I'm not sure, but I think you said the C word early in that clip.
I have no idea.
I know I heard something, and I know when I hear the C word.
I heard it too. Man, that stings.
We should take that one out.
Yeah, you can delete that. There's no reason not to be in there.
Russ and Dan discuss kissing.
I got new audio we can play. Super new. And nothing involving you or me kissing.
No, I want to hear that.
Shut up, Kinsey. Nothing at all. New audio right here. I got it.
Hang on. Here's something that says we can review. Dan Lewis is an a-hole.
Okay, I'm open to that.
Two left. Are they Dan Lewis related?
Yes.
Number I'm a talentless cup.
No. We've all said about Dan Lewis, number 3.
He's a spleen of radio.
You're warm.
Gallbladder broadcasting.
Warmish. Just think more general.
Pole. That's about as general as I can get. Dan Lewis Part 2, and why is this on your flash?
I didn't put that on there.
It's on your flash.
Well, doesn't mean I put it there. You have access to it. Chloe has access to it. Alfie. I didn't put that mess on there.
Okay.
Besides, at one point I've taken other people's flash drives and copied stuff that was on theirs and put on mine just for the sake of redundancy. That's probably off of yours.
Why would I have ABBA Dancing Queen?
I don't know. Why would you?
I don't know why I knew what song it was. we got a break again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Trying to see if we can play anything to go into the break with. The new Bad Boy Dando.
Sure.
We play that too many times this week.
I don't even remember the last time we played it, so I say let her rip.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
We'll play it later. Here's a clip that we've all heard, but we all enjoy over and over.
All right.
Are you ready?
Perhaps.
Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Holy Jesus.
Good Lord.
Did you just transform from a bat? You've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still funny, though.
See, it works every time.
Because it's a sound you just can't replicate.
And we tried.
And because Alfie's behind me, I can't really see him. So as far as I know, he's flying around in the studio as a bat. Then I call him and he goes, holy s***. Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, geez. Did you just transform from a bat? We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437. Another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Engel. Traffic brought to you by Dart. A whole lot going on. We're starting off in Dallas, eastbound 175. All right, at Loop 12, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic goes backed up back to Jim Miller in Mesquite. Westbound 30, just before Northwest Drive, got an accident there. The far left and the far right lanes are both blocked. Traffic's getting through the middle, though. But as traffic jacked up back from the Bush, traffic is now backing up on the Bush southbound right there. Into Louisville, southbound I-35, right near Business 121. There's some pothole repair going on. Has the center lane blocked right now. Traffic goes jacked up back from FM 1171. That's Main Street. And finally, in Lake Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the Lake Louisville Bridge. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up back from Business 121. So basically, from 1171 to the Lake Louisville Bridge, traffic is crap. Good luck with that. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the new 2015 Dodge Challenger RT. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 90. Right now, 69. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to russmartin.com.
All right, Kenzie, pop up the Bob Pittman alert cam. Okay. That way we can see if he's coming.
Good idea.
Okay, thank you. So what were we doing?
Dan Lewis audio. Yeah, Alfie okay. Changing from a bat.
Yeah.
Then have actual new audio if you want.
All right, go ahead, give me that.
Let's do cut 13. A girl in Greenville, Mississippi was being interviewed by the local news about a shooting that she saw, and she kept saying how badly she had to pee, but the reporter just did not seem to get that.
Did he say feel like he was losing breath or anything?
Yes, ma'am.
What did he say?
He was like, now all I heard was saying, help me, help me. I got to pee.
Oh, that's what he said?
I got to pee.
Oh.
I've been peeing myself.
Do you know where he was shot at on his body?
I think an arm and his head right there.
So he was shot on the arm, and his leg, or arm and his stomach?
I just peed on myself.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. But
I'm wet.
No, so afterwards, can you describe to people who don't know him? His name was Michael, you said?
I think.
All I know is he had dry pants.
Uh-huh. I think his name was
Mike. Okay, we'll be right back.
So when you hear the girl gasp, that's when she realizes that it's now all soaked through her tan pants. And then the reporter looks down and realizes, oh, she's not kidding. Let's be right back. She peed.
Where he was shot at on his body?
I think an arm and his head right there.
So he was shot on the arm, and his leg, or arm and his stomach?
I just peed on myself.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. But
I'm wet.
No, I'm wet. So,
I love the reporter. She said, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's hard. It's a tight shot. They can't see your pants.
Well, let it die out. Oh, my God. This young girl sprung a leak.
I'm wet.
Mm-hmm.
I peed myself. Uh-oh. Bad news. You always know what comes after pee. How tight is this shot?
Not tight enough.
I done up pants.
That might have been preferable, because that you wouldn't be able to see on the camera shot. This, however...
Could you actually see it?
Yes. It's a full-on flood.
How old was the girl? Not that it matters, but I was curious.
If it's hard to tell.
10, 3, 18, 55.
Probably 13.
Okay.
But she could have been 20.
All right.
It's hard to tell.
Well, I think Everett asked because, you know, younger girls
might
not have the control that other people do.
You look up the video, you guess how old she is. Because she sounds like she's about 4, but she looks about 40.
I see.
Okay, so she's probably 40.
She's not 40.
Well, you said she looks 40?
If she's 40, there's something wrong in this planet.
If I've struck a nerve here, I apologize.
No, it's just Russ Sam's like, well, what age is it? I don't know. She looks young, acts young, but she's peeing herself.
I really don't care how old she is.
I know. She's also like twice the size of the reporter.
Well, it's like when I ask Chloe a question. He can't even ballpark it. You know, when did it happen? 3 years ago. 3 months? Couple of days. 15 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a few weeks. So that's why I just... Giving you options.
I understand.
Is that it?
For that one, I've got other audio. I've got Cut 14. A CNN reporter was in Baltimore Wednesday night covering the protests over an African-American man named Freddie Gray who died in police custody earlier this month. And several of the protesters just did not give a damn that there was a live shot going on. So they're just saying all sorts of fun stuff in the background.
How long are they planning to stay out?
We are police. They're out here shooting
They've said that they're going to stay out probably a little while longer. We'll see what happens when nightfall descends. But let's move over here. Sorry about that. We'll see what happens when nightfall descends. When nightfall came last night, the crowd started to thin out a little bit. So we will see what happens. It gets darker here, which will be in just a few minutes. They've not really said how long they're going to go. Yeah. They haven't had a tangible plan in place.
The police everywhere. Just moved worldwide. Around a lot of intercepts. You go to Baltimore.
All right, we're going to obviously get off that shot. But again, obviously you heard this. It happened last night.
They left the shot on long enough.
Oh, yeah.
What words were bleeped? Sound like the F word?
That was the main stuff. They were mainly saying F the police. F the police. My favorite was the last part was F the police everywhere.
Worldwide.
Worldwide police. F them. That really is one of my favorite things about all this ongoing strife, you know, with the man, with police, is... Blacks have already had it tough enough in their existence. And now what they're doing is what people have done to them. They are now...
stereotyping.
All police officers saying, this one police officer or these 6 police officers did this to this one guy. F all the police worldwide. Well, hello, kettle.
All right, we're going to obviously get off.
Parker here, which will be in just a few minutes. They've not really said how long they're going to go.
Yeah.
They haven't had a tangible plan in place.
the police everywhere. They just moved worldwide. Around
All right, we're going
to. See, I wanted.
Worldwide hip hop or star, whatever the thing is called.
World star.
Yeah.
The last part is what I wish they hadn't have cut off because that guy is saying, F the police everywhere, worldwide, come to Baltimore and we'll. Then it cuts. It's like, you're what? You're what? Oh, that was his moment.
I don't know why they cut away from the shot. It's going to make me keep watching it. Mm-hmm. It's CNN. It's cable.
Absolutely.
Can't be fined by the FCC.
Screaming mob into a camera, you know, needing attention, craving attention, protesting.
And I'm sure that something was being said by somebody in the crowd before they went live, so they knew this was a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like the camera crew came out of nowhere and just, ooh. Where'd these people come from?
When we were setting up, they were asking us how our day was and if they could get anything for us.
I know.
And they said, what is hello in French?
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello.
We spoke of Kierkegaard and crumpets.
And then all of a sudden, they just start screaming, the police!
Un café et beignet.
Okay. You got any more?
Yes, there was also, we had the Robert Downey Jr. audio yesterday of him walking off of an interview during a press junket for the new Avengers movie.
Hang on a second. Did you know Creflo Dollar wants a $65 million jet?
I heard that a while back, actually. Yeah, I did know that.
I like to play the audio. That audio, I just looked at your flash.
Yeah, I still got it. Cut eight. Because Creflo Dollar is not one to run from his enemies and his discreditors. This is him on April 19th at church.
Oh.
During his sermon.
Or was he blaming the media for chastising him?
Mm-hmm. He was saying the media is acting as part of the devil for trying to discredit him for dreaming.
What is it, Kinsey?
Who is this?
Creflo Dollar, televangelist.
Oh. I think he's based out of Atlanta.
Okay.
I like him because he dressed sharp. Probably one of the sharpest dressers.
He was looking good during the sermon.
People don't like him because he's got a couple of Rolls Royces or something.
He's very wealthy. Oh. Standard televangelist kind of stuff. It's like, oh, we need to spread the gospel in my new $65 million jet.
Yeah.
The enemy has got to discredit the voices of faith and grace and truth because he don't want you to know that you can walk on the water if you can look at Jesus. I got to discredit that man before he starts showing people Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think it was something for me to believe God, and let me tell you something about me believing God.
What?
I can dream as long as I want to.
You dream on, brother.
I can believe God as long as I want to. If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me from dreaming.
You get that?
You can't stop me from dreaming. I'm going to dream until Jesus comes. And here's another thing I want you to understand.
This part was useless.
No, I love this.
Really?
I love this part.
Okay.
If the absurdity.
He alludes to Mars and if they find life on Mars.
Oh, I got to hear this.
They discover life on Mars. If you think a $65 million plane was too much, if they discover that there's life on Mars, they're going to need to hear the gospel, and I'm going to have to believe God for $1 billion space shuttle because we got to preach the gospel on Mars. I dare you to tell me I can't dream. I dare you to tell me that I can't believe God. If I find Jesus, I'm going to look at Jesus until it comes to pass because with God, all things are possible to him that believes.
And who are you going to take to translate? Because, you know, when he flies to foreign countries, he doesn't speak all those languages.
Nope.
What makes you think you're going to be able to first of all, if there's life on Mars, it's probably amoeba.
Yeah, single-celled.
Yeah, something single-celled. It just ain't even got up to the ack yet.
Yeah, but, you know, to Creflo, though, that's a perfect, you know, it's a sponge, something that doesn't have any free thought of its own to, you know, reject his thoughts. An amoeba is the perfect thing to preach to.
You got to catch it while it's young! Before Satan get a hold of it!
You got a piece of those amoebas and them Martians. The ass hat.
Anybody hear that noise?
Yep. Is that your machine?
I don't know. I think one of my computers is going out.
I think that fixed it.
Normally does.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or just cut the cable and shut the studio down.
Let's not do that again. I think once was enough.
Man. Once bitten, twice shy. You a pussy. Just because I clipped cables in the studio once and it shut the entire building down.
Yes. Yes.
Well, they should have had it wired different.
You pulled the thing out of the
I don't know. It was still plugged in. It didn't work. It was a DAT player that kept crapping out on us. Engineering wouldn't pull it out. This was back at CBS. Were you there that day, Everett?
I think I was.
I pulled it out and give me some scissors.
And we didn't know any better at the time. We thought, Russ just playing. And the next thing you know, room go dark.
Another funny radio bit.
This is what was,
They must have faked that one.
Nope. That one was actually too perfect. It was almost like you could hear the cut going through the wire.
With the obligatory setup. Well, what could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
It really is pretty astonishing you didn't get hurt doing that.
They were rubber scissors. I mean, they had rubber handles.
Yeah. Had it not been. That would have been the
it
bit.
It wouldn't have shocked me long. Just look how quick the power went off. Okay. More?
Yeah. Okay. I have more. Well, we cut 11.
But it's I go back to Creflo. I don't know how congregations, I don't want to say fall for it. Why do you need a $65 million Gulfstream jet that seats, what do we figure out, 16?
Yeah, but you can convert it to have whatever setup you want.
I think once you believe that somebody is speaking the word of God and God speaks through them, they can get by with anything. And that's what he's using. Well, you know, I'm going to use God and preach God and I can believe Jesus. That's what he's saying. I can believe Jesus. Well, who's going to argue with his right to believe Jesus?
And the people, as he's saying, $65 million plane, they all stand up and applaud. They are cheering. They're like, yes.
Spreading the word.
Mm-hmm. That's what we need. We need a $65 million jet. Yeah. I don't know why we stopped it with the $65 million jet.
Yeah.
We should get us an omnibus.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Isn't that the big one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get one of those. Load people up in there. Bring them back here. Mm-hmm. Preach to them.
And it's also funny because his congregation standing up and just, you know, giving him their full support as if any of them are going to get a chance to fly on Creflo's jet.
No, but he's spreading the word.
Has he gotten the jet yet?
No.
He's still raising.
Just raising money.
Is.
At one point, there was a specific page on his website that you could go to donate.
Is it gone?
Oh, yeah. It was gone like a month ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You checked.
Oh, yeah. The first day I saw this thing, I was like, where can I donate? And I click on the link where it goes to, you know, whatever they call their jet, the page, and it just, sorry, this no longer exists. Well, of course.
Well, maybe he'd raise enough money to get it.
I don't think it
is. You know, his physical congregation, they're not going to have it.
Mm.
People watching, mm-hmm. I don't know what his reach is. I don't know if he's as big as the guy out of Houston.
Oh, Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He's been on a long time, though.
Creflo?
Oh, yeah. I want to say at least 20 years, maybe longer.
Took grief. I think somebody either, we'll just say it's a Rolls. I know it was an expensive car. He's got a couple of them. I think somebody gave him one, and people gave him grief. Well, why can't I take gifts?
Yeah.
God don't want me to be poor.
What you could do with that car, though, is you could sell that car and then take all that money and feed the hungry.
God don't want me riding around in some kind of Prius. God wants me riding around in a Rolls Royce.
Well, maybe just, what about a Honda?
I ain't driving around in no damn Honda. That don't make me look successful. If I'm driving around in a Honda, they know I ain't talking directly to God.
Well, that's not true. What about a truck?
Kind of truck?
I don't know, a Chevy. Silverado. Texas edition.
I don't know. I can't decide. I prayed many times. God, should I have a Chevy or a Silverado? A Chevy or a Ford?
Ooh.
Or a Dodge Ram?
Yeah, the Bible's kind of murky on that.
And I keep waiting for the answer from Alfie. Because I know the listeners are going to call and tell him which one. And also explain to me which is better, the iPhone or the Android.
Oh,
man, that's a tough one.
The Lord has not weighed in on that one, Reverend.
Obviously, Alfie don't want to help a brother out.
Mm-mm.
But I can't decide. Being a Baptist or being a Catholic?
Ooh.
I'm so confused. Shut up. Stop beating on my damn door. What are you, a Jehovah's Witness? Jack Daniels or Jim Beam?
What else?
Curly or Shemp?
I'll be over here.
F*** you, Everett. You hard. Nobody agrees with me on Shemp.
Mm. Nope. They don't.
They gave more lines to Shemp.
That's because he wasn't funny. He wasn't going to say anything funny or do anything funny, so they might as well
say stuff. All Curly did was that with his head.
And he went, whoop, 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 whoop. Don't forget
that. All
right,
yeah.
That was hilarious.
Woo, take genius to write that, do it over and over. They gave Shemp lines.
You know what my favorite song is? The Shemp Shuffle. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't write a Shemp Shuffle.
Oh, but there's about to be a song called the F*** You Everett Shuffle. Shuffle my foot up your damn ass.
I'd like to hear that, actually.
You and me write one?
No.
Call the F*** You Everett Jig.
Ooh, that's even better.
Ooh, sounds a bit dangerous, but okay.
Alvy, what's line two? We got a break.
He's calling about another televangelist. He says he used to work for him.
Oh. Everett, am I in the clear if I say we don't know if this is true or not?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Okay. We don't know if you've really worked for an evangelist, but go ahead.
Well, I used to work for Kenneth Copeland, and I know that on multiple occasions I was waiting for him at his airstrip whenever he had his airport, and he was coming home from the Bahamas.
People in the Bahamas need to find God.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
All he's got to do is go up to one Bahaman and go, hey, have you heard of Jesus? And they go, yeah. Then he comes back. Hey, did you talk about Jesus? Business trip.
That's right.
I guess so. I mean, right there standing along with his martini and his wife.
What kind of jet did or does Copeland have?
Man, you know what? Honestly, I don't know, because the guy that got me on out there was a airport mechanic or the airplane mechanic, and he had like three or four of them. So that hangar is always full. Now,
the Copeland Ministries had
the tail numbers.
The Copeland, the what?
They blocked out all the tail numbers of the jets. Now, I know that it looked like it fit probably 10, 15 people, so I assume it was something along the lines of what Creflo is looking for.
Is that legal to block out the numbers on the jet?
I would not think
so. I have no idea, but they made me sign something that said I wouldn't tell anybody the numbers of the jet.
Oh.
So what are they?
What are the numbers?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. I mean, he had three jets?
Probably, about that.
How many numbers on each tail?
I think five or six.
Give me those numbers. I'm going to play the lottery.
I don't remember them, or I tell you. I know it starts with a K, and then I think it's like 5-something, 5-0-something.
I don't know. Maybe they just covered them up while they were in the hangars. Because I think
maybe
with the FAA,
seriously, I think they did, because when I was out there, I was always working security. Now, one of my main jobs was to make sure that whenever all of the local news areas pulled up, I was supposed to go out there and run them off. That was my job.
Wasn't Brett Shipp all over Copeland at one time?
Yep.
Yes, all the time. News Channel 8.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, boss.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Speaking of Brett Shipp, his dad, Bert Shipp, died a few days ago. And Brett's always been kind to us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, his dad was there covering the Kennedy assassination.
It's amazing.
So I was going to send Brett an email, but what do you say? Sorry.
Yeah, you can. Or you can, you know, you can wait a little while and then send something.
I don't know. Last time I waited too long, I got my ass chewed.
Yes, you did. Because I think. Did you ever send anything or say anything?
No, I was afraid to call back.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, a celebrity on the show, died, and I went, all right, everybody's going to be all over the widow in the beginning. I always wait a couple of months and then check on them. Because that's when everybody's vanished, and that's when, you know, things have started to sink in. And almost 2 months to the week, I got a call. You can't even call and tell me you're sorry? And it was such an ugly call. It's like, I'm afraid to call them back. I just, what?
I think you do what you want, but I think, I mean, if you want to salvage it, you should have called. Or you still can. And you just be honest with her. It's like, look, there was no ill will intended. It wasn't anything. And you explain yourself. It's like, I was just going to wait until
things
are calmed down.
I did the same thing with Dr. Thornton when his wife died. I gave it a couple of months and gave him time to, you know, process it and talk to him. And he could talk about it. And he seemed appreciative.
I think the difference is, though.
You're not trying to say too much, right?
No, not really. It's Scott wasn't a celebrity. Or his wife was not a celebrity. So he wasn't used to.
A death is a death.
A death is a death. However, the person that got angry with you probably had to deal with a lot of hangers-on. And then
I wasn't one of those because.
But when you didn't call for 2 months, she lumped you into that group.
Well, and anger is one of the stages of dealing with death.
That is what.
And that's, you know, I'm sure the anger that she directed at you wasn't really about the fact that you hadn't called. It was about the anger that she had over his death.
Well, maybe I'll call tonight and see if she's mad still.
She probably is. Now, on the other hand, you just, you know.
All I know is a phone call scared me.
If it wouldn't have been a fun thing in person, I think you'd have gotten whipped
my
up.
Ass beat.
Yeah.
I bet at this point, I bet she regrets having made the call and doesn't know how to rehabilitate the situation.
Then I will call. Okay. Alfie, I don't have time to take it. Is it a Jesus call?
It is not. Well, it's related to Jesus in some fashion. He's one of the good listeners, too, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yes, good Greg.
Just saying, most of those televangelists, their money comes from advertising, just like any other TV show.
Well, I thought most of the televangelists, they buy those slots.
Well, their network or the producer of their show might buy the slots, but they still get paid like actors do, just for being on TV.
The televangelist?
Yes, sir.
So not only do they make money from the congregation, they make money off the broadcast.
That is affirmative.
How do you know all this?
Well, years ago, not now, but I worked for Nielsen Ratings for 3 years. You'd be surprised at some of this. Well, no, you wouldn't be surprised, but some of the things that people get paid for that are on TV or radio or movies.
That's something I never would have thought about, that they would have made money just appearing.
Yeah, well, keep in mind that advertisers, they want certain time slots because a certain show is on. So they pay for that. But, I mean, you know this stuff.
Well, I didn't know the behind-the-scenes stuff. You don't work for Nielsen anymore?
No, that was years ago.
All right, so you can't help me now.
No. Sorry.
Thank you, brother.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
513, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Whole lot going on right now. Here's the very worst of it. We're starting off in Dallas, northbound on the Tolley, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up all the way back from Royal Lane. In that backup, right at Alpha, The exit there is blocked by a stalled vehicle. What a jerk. Also in Dallas, eastbound 175, right at Loop 12, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lake June Road. In Mesquite, westbound 30, just before Northwest Drive, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is still backed up back from the bush, though. Into Frisco, southbound on the tollway, just after Lebanon, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Stonebrook Parkway. Finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Forest Park, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Montgomery. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by European Wax Centers. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 90. Right now, 69 degrees, a 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, this is Larry Mowry, chief meteorologist for CBS 11. In good and bad weather, we constantly see our first responders performing acts of courage. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have bravely fallen in the line of duty. You can help. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com, and thank you very much.
Yeah, Everett's talking during the break. All right. How long was your house on the market?
20 minutes.
And I know he's not kidding.
I know he's not either.
Because there, Rodney said before, even realtors that I've talked to, house is at a certain price range, let's say $500,000 around that area on the market. Lucky 2 weeks. It was really 20 minutes?
It was really 20 minutes.
So as soon as you told the, you signed all the paperwork to list it, realtor called you and went, move.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know you were moving. Why are you moving?
I've been in the same place 20 years. Just time for a change.
I like that house.
Well, I do too.
When was the last time you saw it?
I know what it looks like.
When was the last time you saw it?
I don't know. When Valerie still haunted it?
I don't think that's ever stopped.
His garage, he converted into a not a studio, but a place for the band to rehearse. Where are you moving?
Somewhere else.
East side?
Yeah, east side.
Upper east side?
Upper east side.
Deluxe?
Yeah, in the sky.
Beans?
Don't burn.
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. First call.
That is freaky. And you got a, how much did you get asking or above?
Above.
Yeah. It's good to own an.
It's.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, you're right.
Pre-existing houses. First of all, I think new house sales are, I think, down 11%.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good or bad for pre-existing.
I think it's good for pre-existing because people are seeing it as they don't want to necessarily jump into a brand new house. I think part of the reason, though, is I think some of the builders have slowed down just to wait until things caught up, and I think now they're having to play catch-up, so they're just down a little bit.
Is that Rodney?
That is Rodney.
All right. Yes, Mr. Anderson.
All right. Well, you screwed up.
Okay.
Because Experian is still locked and Equifax is still locked.
They told me TransUnion said everything was unlocked.
Well, TransUnion is unlocked, but Equifax and Experian is still locked.
You got to run all three?
Yes, sir.
Well, what did TransUnion say?
Well, I can't bet you, first of all, because I've got a license, and so it's between you and Everett.
Oh, damn it. You lost.
Well, hang on a second. You can't do what?
I can't bet money because okay, I have a license on a mortgage. So,
I get it.
Okay, so you and Everett, this is between you and him.
He already bet.
But there's only one score.
Okay. Is it bad or good?
It's a 602. No, it's a 769.
Well, that's why he can't bet all of a sudden because he lost. He was all ready to bet when he thought he could win.
I would pay Russ his $100. No, here's the thing. Everett's not the winner, and you're not the winner yet, because I've got to get all three scores, and we got to use the middle score. So we're going to have to carry this over until next week when you can figure out, dumbass, how to unlock your credit.
I done unfroze it.
Well, you done froze it.
Well,
it's still frozen.
TransUnion said it was unfrozen. And
well,
don't they?
It wouldn't, when I pulled it, it only pulled it under TransUnion. So Experian and Equifax have not unfroze it yet.
Is 769 bad?
No, it's mediocre for a guy like you.
Rodney, wasn't mine higher?
What was Dan's?
Dan's was higher. You know what? You know what, Russ?
What?
You know the problem is you just don't have any open credit. That's, you need to get some credit, man. I was in the same place. You got excellent credit, but you have no credit cards that are open. You're like lost on the credit system.
I got Amex. I use that every month.
That's not even on here. Oh, you know what? It may not be reporting because of the things, because it may only report to one of the bureaus.
Oh.
So we need to figure this out, but I'm calling a truce.
Okay,
Ever,
all right. Hang on.
Hey.
Does it matter that I pay Amex off every month?
No.
Okay.
Amex should show up.
Is $769 enough to refinance?
Yeah.
Okay. So yep. Unless something's weird.
But I still need to look at the other two.
Okay.
But yes, we're in good shape so far.
All right.
So we need to figure out how you need to unlock this thing.
So, really, my credit score is lower than what you thought because I don't have any open credit?
You don't have any open credit, dude.
Isn't that stupid how
that
works?
Well, I got the one Amex.
But it doesn't matter. It's like it would actually be good if you had a car payment that you were paying off.
Yeah, or what you need to do is, I'm going to tell you this, and I know this sounds back-ass words, but you need to go get two or three credit cards and open them. And you don't have to use them all the time. Just use them once every 6 months, but go get a couple credit cards. You have good credit. People will give it to you. Open it up. Don't get one with an annual fee or anything like that, so you don't have to pay for it. But open one up, and it will improve your credit score up, but you need credit.
I got credit.
I know, dude. I had the same thing. I had to go up, open up credit.
All right, so...
I went to Nordstrom's.
Does that something like that work, getting
a store?
Yeah. At this point, pretty much everywhere you go has some type of credit card.
All right, so what I need to do while my credit's unfrozen is go get a bunch of credit cards.
Just go get two or three.
Okay.
Have yourself two or three pieces of credit. Dan's score, I don't remember, but I think it was 802.
I can read your lips, Russ.
Yeah. See what happens on credit, and Rob says this on our show. Credit don't care. Credit don't care how much money you make. Credit don't care how good looking or ugly you are. All it is about how this whole system works, and this is why Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, man, these three companies are monopolies, but they got this whole thing back asswards, because here you are, Russ, you got money, you got everything, and you don't have enough credit, so it works against you.
All right.
So you got the moral of the story, go out and get some credit.
Okay. Well, I've only unfrozen my credit for a couple of weeks, so I got to do this now.
Yeah, but more importantly, go unlock the other two.
Well, they told me they were unlocking all of them.
Well, they are not unlocked. So TransUnion was wrong. Go unlock your Experian and your Equifax, and on Monday, then we're going to have the credit contest here.
Okay.
All right.
Then we can start the refinance.
Then we can start the refinance.
But worst case scenario, $769, I can refinance.
It's pretty dang good. Or an older guy.
Okay. Really? I give you free airtime and you call me names?
I'm just teasing. All right, dude.
All right. Thanks, boss.
It really is one of the great dumb things. Like, so much of our lives is dependent on that score. And then you are actually hurt by paying cash for stuff.
So when I bought the Challenger, I should have financed it.
Yes.
But paid it off early.
Yeah.
Or you get a Visa, use it to accumulate points, and then...
Well, I got a Visa, but it's
debit card?
Debit.
That don't help.
No, you need a credit card.
Well, I could use it as a credit card.
Yeah, but it ain't one.
But it still runs through as debit.
What if I get one of them Black Amex cards, or whatever you call it?
Call them and ask. Yeah. It's just got to be separate from your current Amex.
What about Diners Club? Isn't that a big one?
I don't know who takes Diners Club.
I know, but...
isn't it? Like what? Carte Blanche with Diners Club.
Well, you get a lot of perks with that. Perks I don't think you'd use, but.
I was going to say, but I don't think Diners Club was big in the 80s. I don't know if it's still
not aware
strong.
That being used.
I think maybe stick with the main ones.
Yeah, Visa, MasterCard.
Maybe Discover. Are there any stores that you go to buy anything on a regular basis?
Yeah, I eat. I buy socks and underwear, whatnot.
Where do you buy your socks and underwear?
Target.
Target has
a credit card.
They tried to give me one this morning.
Yeah, but if you get a Visa, you'll get points. You can pay off your card at the end of every month, and you'll accumulate points. And that.
Well, I got a Visa from Bank of America.
That's not the.
That's
that
a debit card.
You need a credit card from Visa.
What else could happen to me today? Bob Pittman comes into town. Kenzie, check the Bob Pittman warning cam. All right. I don't see anybody in the hall.
Still clear.
All right.
Clear, sir.
Then I get a letter from the IRS. We recalculated your taxes for 2012. You owe us $22,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, you've got to really warn a brother. What a-hole at the IRS had so much free time? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back 3 years and just run some stuff.
And I know it's wrong. I contacted my accountant. He said, we got a letter from them 2 months ago. I've already corrected that. I said, when you corrected it, did I owe anything? He said, no. And it was unintentional, but I was talking to Chloe and Alfie about it because I was sending all the paperwork over to the accountant, mm-hmm. and the courier was coming. And I mentioned out loud, the IRS says I owe $22,000 for 2012. And some guy in another cubicle goes, I only made $22,000 in 2012. Right, okay, that was a dicky thing to say. I should have kept my yap shut.
So so you see what happens to Alfie and Chloe when they're in their area and they get, they get comfortable, you succumb to it as well.
Well, I never thought about it in terms of, I didn't mean it, bragging. I just meant, here it comes. And I don't deduct anything. That's why I'm not scared. There's no way I could owe them money. One person comes out of my taxes, whatever.
You're right.
And the mortgage interest. That's it. Two things. They audit me. Here's my W-2. There's my mortgage. Anything else? Because if I start digging up receipts, you guys are going to be writing me a check. I don't deduct anything for the foundation, mileage, anything work-related, the new computer I just bought. Mm. I don't deduct any of that. That way, I don't have to be as scared.
Maybe that's why you're not being audited, but maybe that's why they went back and checked your stuff. It's like, okay, how is it someone with this income level? And it's such a just a streamlined tax process.
Yeah, I could
something must be wrong.
I could 1040 easy it.
Which it's got to be odd to them. You're like, okay, look at income and 1040 easy. What the hell?
But they make mistakes all the time. A couple of years ago, I had a situation where I made a payment to the IRS and then got a nasty letter from them indicating that I hadn't made the payment and tacking on interest and penalties. And it turned out that they had transposed two of the numbers in my Social Security number, so they didn't credit it to my account.
Lovely.
Yeah, so, it's just...
But they cashed the check.
Oh, of course.
They figured that out, huh?
But applied it to someone else.
So did you get all that taken care of quickly, Everett?
Oh, yes. It was a breeze.
Just a quick, simple phone call?
Yes, one of many.
Hello, IRS. What do you need?
I'm trying to...
Let me transfer you.
Damn it.
I have to transfer you to the I need department.
Okay, I'll hold. Thank you.
Beep boop. Hello.
Yes, I was trying to call and...
One moment.
Damn it.
Boop. I was trying to department.
I was trying to give a tax extra credit. Corrected.
One moment.
Damn it.
We can't understand your department.
I sent you guys money. And
yes,
thank you.
Call again.
Tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we're going to tether roof off the mother.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
How we
5:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Bob Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Traffic's starting to suck real bad right now. Here's the worst of it. We're getting started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W just before Garden Acres. McPherson got a solid vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820 just before I-20 got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Berry Street. Moving into Plano, northbound 75 right at the bush got an accident blocking the two center lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the I-5. In Dallas, northbound on the Tolley, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Royal. Also in that backup right at Alpha, there's a stalled vehicle blocking the exit lane. Let's see. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-30, just after Lamar Griffin, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 featuring Breaking Benjamin, Hailstorm, In This Moment, and Rob Zombie. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787. Pretty reckless. They're two. Pretty reckless is there, too. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and a high pushing 90. Right now, 70. A 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, I know it's a big deal to you and Everett, so. Good evening, this is Tom Brokaw for NBC Nightly News. Breaking news now, here's Al O'Malley.
Thank you, Tom.
Sure.
It's an honor.
Hey, for your mama.
I only wish there was confirmed news to break.
All right.
Breaking speculation.
Good evening, this is Tom Brokaw for NBC Nightly News. And now, speculating news, here's Zan O'Malley.
Thank you, Tom. Here to speculate? It is possible. It is being discussed. It is being rumored that the Texas Rangers may be acquiring outfielder Josh Hamilton from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Sorry. This is kind of a weird situation.
Which part is weird?
All of it, actually. See, because what happened was Josh decided he was going to go take a free agent contract with the Angels, finally get his big payday. Since then, he has sucked for two full seasons, managed to alienate himself from Rangers fans, and then over the next 2 years, sort of disgrace himself in front of Angels fans and file for divorce. Put his house on the market in California, relapse on drugs, and now possibly coming back here.
Oh, and don't forget, he had shoulder surgery, too.
Oh, yeah, and surgery.
Why do we want him back then? Oh. Why is Everett excited?
Because we have no team right now.
That's why I asked Everett, would you be excited if this happened? Because some people are going to absolutely hate this, and Everett's on the side of loving it.
Yes.
How come we got no team?
Because everybody is sucking. Bad. Horrible.
We don't have anybody good?
Nobody's. Well, Prince Fielder's playing well, and that's really about it. We have one pitcher that's doing well, and aside from that.
Prince who?
Prince Fielder.
In a can?
No, he's on. he's on first base.
Not typically. Oh. And it's nice to have royalty on the team. You know, you have to admire that. But, yeah, nobody else. I mean, right, Dan? Everybody's
no,
it's amazing if you look up and down the lineup. There are two people in the starting lineup that are hitting over 200 right now.
It's actually very sad. It's one of those things that we have a new manager, and then they've already been hurt by injuries again, like they were starting out last year. Last year was one of the worst seasons any team in any sport has ever had as far as injuries, and they started out this year with more injuries. And the guys that they're paying a bunch of money to that they brought in after Josh Hamilton left – have underperformed, and that's putting it mildly.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing even worse this year.
Could any of this be attributed to Washington leaving?
To a certain extent, yes. But, I mean, there's been so much turnover from the teams that went to the World Series. Wash is gone. A lot of the key leaders of those teams are gone. And that actually included Josh Hamilton.
Yeah.
But when Wash leaves, a whole tone leaves the locker room with him.
He was an excited. Attitude. Look at you dancing around that.
There's no dancing. It's true.
Whole tone.
It is.
What color tone left?
I wasn't speaking about color.
Oh, okay.
Just more like a clubhouse feel, a tone, a feel.
Got it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was focusing on dance racism.
Quit dogpiling, E. But it is totally different. He had Wash. He was, you know, fun. He managed with his gut, which got him in trouble quite a bit. The new guy we bring in is this lily white Jeff Bannister, and he's full of catchphrases and motivational poster sayings.
So you don't think somebody white can manage a team?
Someone white can manage a team.
Why do you call him Lily White?
Because he's the complete opposite of Ron Washington.
Different tone.
A different tone.
Complete opposite. So what's the complete opposite of Lily White?
I wasn't speaking specifically on the color.
My guess would be jet black, but I'm just speculating.
Yeah, like Creflo Dollar's jet.
No, the attitude and the approach seem very different.
Oh.
Bannister is very much going to look at the numbers and do the right thing percentage-wise. Ron Washington was like, you know what? I feel like letting that guy pitch today.
Would you like my analysis?
No. No, yeah. Your analysis gets me in trouble.
Okay.
I would.
It was going to be quick.
Okay. Oh, you're – okay, yeah. I'd like to hear your analysis. I thought you were asking about the stuff you already said.
No.
Yes, I'd love to hear your analysis. Totally set myself up for that one.
Okay, so we got past that. You want to start news for real now?
If you like.
Unless you got any more breaking news.
I do, actually.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is actual breaking news, not speculation.
Hang on.
Hi, bro. I'm Tom Brokaw. Hi.
Man, that's tough, isn't it? I'm Luke Bryan, NBC. I can't do it.
Good evening. This is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. More breaking news. Here's Daryl Motley.
Thank you, Tom. This just in. The newest member of the Dallas Zoo family now has a name. More than 50,000 fans from across the world voted and chose the name for the baby giraffe, who will now be called Kipinzi.
Man, so close.
I know it. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw like a photo of the zoo staff holding the name, and I saw Kinsey. And then I realized there was an ip in the middle.
And there was... KRLD today actually did breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have now named...
Shut up. No, they didn't.
Am I lying?
Oh, my.
Not at all. I was like, what's up? Really?
Who delivered it? Was it Scott Sams? Mitch Carr?
Nah, it was later in the day. I don't listen early enough to hear Scott Sams.
Oh, was it Chris Sommer?
I don't think it was Rankin.
No.
David Rankin?
I think so. Yeah. But it was, you know, with the sounder they have, it's something like this. Breaking news now. The Dallas Zoo has now named their baby giraffe. I went. Really?
Yeah.
This was like every 20 minutes. It was a 20-minute cycle. They continued with it over and over. What, Alfie?
The baby giraffe is a big-ass deal, not only locally, but globally, I think, because Animal Planet has been covering this pregnant giraffe for the past few weeks.
Yeah. The calf was born 2 weeks ago as millions of fans watched on a special Animal Planet live stream. So in case, you know, you wanted to see Giraffe Gina. She's already gained more than 30 pounds since birth and stands more than 6 feet tall. Look at that. Just two weeks old. Already taller than me and Chloe.
Well, how tall is a adult giraffe?
Like 20, 30 feet.
Yeah, they're tall.
Okay, all right. Really?
I needed something with comparison because the thing's already 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
small compared to an adult.
Yeah.
Good thing they like to eat leaves.
I don't know if it's so much they just like it or they just don't have much of a choice.
Okay. Yeah.
They're already up there.
It's all for a reason.
Mm-hmm. It's already it's just so weird to watch them drink water.
Kapenzie?
Yes, Kapenzie, Kenzie.
Every time I try and drink water, I flip over forward. Or I look like that stupid thing with the top hat that goes down and up. Down.
In case you're curious.
Man, I sure wish meat grew on trees. I'm tired eating. I'm carnivorous.
In case you're curious, Kipenzi in Swahili means a loved one.
Aww. Have you picked an on-air last name yet?
No.
What happened to Chapman? Or Martin?
I didn't like Martin.
You didn't. I did.
I like Chapman,
but you want something cool. You want something goth. You want something Kenzie Dead Puppies.
No,
that's you're right. That's exactly what she wants.
No, the reason I don't want to use Chapman is because I am not. That's like not cool. You know what I mean? Like I'm not worthy of using that.
It is cool.
It's cool, but I am no. I'm like a peasant, and he's like a king, and I don't want to.
Well,
you know what I mean?
When he retired, he handed off, he gave me a Prince of Dallas, Fort Worth Radio.
I don't think that's how he phrased it.
I think he didn't say king.
I think he said, you're the new bag of piss.
grandson, I believe, was the word he used.
He may have actually said it, because I think you called him the king of Dallas Radio, and I think his response was, well, if I'm the king, then you're the prince. And then later on, he called you the new bag of piss.
All right, you want to use that? Aww. Kenzie Bag of Piss?
Sure. Just like a Vinny Bag of Dicks.
It's going to roll off her tongue very well.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though.
I bet they do.
Mm-hmm. I bet Kenzie would like something. Oh, there she goes. She got it.
Pick a name. Everett.
Vincent.
Kenzie Vincent.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it has assonance.
See? I told you that's what we were looking for in a name.
Mm-hmm. He told me that just the other day. Hey, Dan, you know what? He called me. This is how important it was. He said, Dan, I realize what Kenzie's last name needs. I was like, what's that, Russ? He said, it needs assonance. I was like, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that word means, Russ. I must go look it up. You're so smart.
Well, assonance is like rhyme, except only the last vowel sounds are the same, but the last consonant sounds aren't. But it's melodious for that reason, but it doesn't rhyme, so it doesn't sound cheesy.
Do you like Kenzie Vincent?
No, but I like that plan.
The explanation?
Of getting an assonant name.
Well, then pick a local city. Jocks do that all the time.
Oh, I hate that. Oh.
Kenzie.
Watauga.
Kenzie White Settlement.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
No.
Be like you're Native American or something.
Yeah.
No. I want to use my middle name really bad because that's like what I go by, but
To give you. How about Kenzie Pecan Plantation?
No.
Fort Spunky.
No.
I'm just thinking of different names that actually is on the weather map right now.
I was going to say, I was looking up and I was like, oh yeah, Kenzie Benbrook.
Can't think of anything.
Kenzie Burton. Kenzie Gordon.
Ooh, Kenzie Millsap.
How about that?
Kenzie Millsap?
Kenzie Granberry?
No.
Dow Worthington Gardens. Ball Springs. Yeah. Kenzie. You have three names. You know, like John Wiley Hubbard or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Kenzie. Royce City.
Ooh.
Sounds majestic.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie City.
What about Kenzie Ardmore?
Let's keep
You're not good enough to dance there.
That's up there. That's up there with Chapman.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Or we could go for alliteration.
My apologies.
You want to do that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Do you know what alliteration? I'm just asking a question.
Give me an example of alliteration.
Like understanding, reading, and writing and speaking.
Nope. That's being literate.
Oh, it's the opposite of what I just said. Then.
That is.
Okay. I don't know.
It is when you can read and write, but you're not authorized by the legal system to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
There's a special sanction that you have to receive from the Bureau of Letters.
Yeah.
What?
If you don't have the certificate, then you are, even though you can read and write, you are...
You're not officially recognized.
Oh, yes. Whatever.
Instead of literate, it's illiterate.
I know what that means.
What?
That you can't read or write.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Therefore, alliteration means...
What I said. That's what I said.
Which is?
I said not being... Well, I said reading, writing, speaking, but then I was wrong. It was the opposite. Alliteration, alliteration.
You know, I actually have friends call and go, who writes this?
You can't. You cannot write this
okay,
mess.
Am I on crack or is that,
that
exactly
would actually help your
what
cause.
Y'all just said?
Kenzie Crack.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that not what y'all just explained? Is that not what
no,
you just
that,
said?
That's what you explained.
No, y'all just said. Alliteration, being literate is
you got it wrong.
Okay, then what is it? What is alliteration?
Look it up on your phone. I'll take, give me the switcher and I'll take care of the cameras. Thank you. Well, not the whole keyboard, just give me the mouse.
Jeez, you ain't literate.
You literamus.
I
you feel bad sometimes when we do this?
A little, but at the same time, she's going to have a degree soon.
Yeah, she needs to become a member of the illiterati.
The occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words.
Right, like Ku Klux.
I think, yes, but it's a tough example.
So it has nothing to do with
what
y'all said.
I didn't say anything. Don't look at me. I'm just an observer here.
So it's nothing to do with that.
Yes, you're completely wrong.
So it does have something to do with that?
you're completely convoluted.
I just said so it has nothing to do with that. And he goes, you're completely wrong.
How about
wrong.
You just let Everett pick a name for you? Everett, pick one.
Why? I'm trying to help. I like, what's wrong with Kenzie Vincent? Let's.
Because I don't like Vincent. I don't like the way that's.
You know, I've always liked the name. If I chose another air name, I always worked with a guy named Ron England. I always kind of liked that.
It reminds me of, well, maybe it's because it's Ron, but it reminds me of like Anchorman, Ron Burgundy, Ron England. It's
yeah, but that, this was back in the 80s.
No, so. I understand it, but it's got that sort of a command, like, maybe, yeah, you should change your name to Ron.
Kenzie Ron.
That was my dad's name.
Kenzie England. Kenzie Fallujah.
No.
Tom Brokaw, never say your name.
Kenzie Fallopian.
No.
You can hyphenate it and throw in tube.
Absolutely not.
How about clitoris spelled with a K?
No way.
That's some serious alliteration.
Mm-hmm. It would stand out. That's what you want with an on-air name, something that's going to stand out, and we know yours stands out.
No. It does not.
Kenzie Vo. People would wonder if you're Vietnamese.
Oh, my God. No. No.
Kenzie Chang?
No. I can't think of anything.
Well, we're trying to help you out. We've given you like a dozen names, and you're just...
Well, the name I want to use, I can't use.
Well, then let that one go.
Well, I want to use what I've always used.
You keep telling her you can't. You don't want to use it. Don't use it.
She wants what she wants.
What about Kenzie Landry?
No, I don't like. I don't want some meaningless name. You know what I mean? Like,
what did you just say?
Meaningless here. To me. Like I, you know, Vincent and Foe and like none of that like means like anything. You know what I mean?
So what do you want? Lindsay Slayer?
No, like my own like.
You already said you can't. Jesus.
Y'all said I can't use it.
We said it's not in your best interest. Don't use it.
And that's why I'm not. Because I shouldn't.
I'm not just Kenzie stupid. How about that one?
No.
Take the stupid out and it's alliterated.
Kenzie.
Oh, sorry. I thought you believed a different word.
Oh. How about Kenzie Kant?
Kant?
Yeah.
No.
Not only is that close, it's perfect.
It's descriptive.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
How about Miralax?
No.
I'm watching TV.
I'd say, is there a commercial?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
No, you won't. You got till Monday to come up with an on-air name.
Kenzie Lowry.
What's wrong with just Kenzie? Like, do I have to have?
No, you don't have to have one. It just looks like asking. It just looks like that's fine. That's good. Kenzie. How about Kenzie Kilowatt? Because it sounds like something bad has happened to you. And everybody knows Ready Kilowatt.
Yeah.
Don't think you're royalty.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
607. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. With a check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy, my man. Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Eastbound I-30 right at University. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back to Montgomery Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Eastwood Bay 20 just before I-20. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back to Berry Street. It's moving to Plano, northbound 75 right at the Bush. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up, though, all the way back from the High 5 into Dallas. Now northbound on the Tolley right at Keller Springs. Still got that accident. It's still blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back to 635. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-30, just after Lamar Griffin, that accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back to Fort Worth Avenue. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Bank of Texas. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 61. Tomorrow, high of 90 and lots of sunshine, apparently. Also, right now, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Tarrant County, which will end at 7:03. Right now, it is 70 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, The Eagle.
Oh, Larry, you can and you gave without taking.
You and I, and you said if I was wager, I'd still be wager. Now, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with you.
Okay. Did we start news?
No.
I'm watching Larry Mowry. Let's see what he's got.
Roughly, if I had to give you an estimate of where the worst weather will be, it'll be from the 183 corridor southward. If you live north of 183, it's going to get pretty nasty. You're going to get some high wind, certainly some rain, and maybe some hail, but the high wind threat will likely be confined to areas just south of 183 because that's where the air is still moist and still humid from the sunshine we saw earlier today.
It makes me hot.
There again, boy, you don't see this very often,
man.
To get a real high wind event to be clearly picked out on the radar, but our CBS...
And who's the guy on Fox?
That is Dan Henry.
Yeah. He's got an iPad too.
No, I don't know if that's an iPad.
It looks as big as an iPad.
It's like a Surface tablet or something.
I don't know.
It's not attached to his hand like Larry Mowry's is.
Yeah. The guy on Channel 5, he ain't got nothing.
Oh, that's Rick Mitchell.
He still has his suit jacket on, so you know it's not that important.
Yep. Yeah, with Larry Mowry, when the suit jacket come off, that means some bad shit coming. And when he rolls it up, his sleeves.
Better take cover.
I mean, it's time for...
Throwing down?
Yeah.
He's got his iPad out, and it's attached to his hand, and he already rotated it from horizontal, like from vertical to horizontal, so that meant extra business. But yeah, as soon as those sleeves come up... Whew.
You guys would call him and ask him what he's doing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they just went into a break.
You know what they should also do? Because...
Alfie, try calling him on his cell.
Got it.
All right, what?
If Dan Henry on 4 wanted to really up the ante as far as the weather forecasting goes during the severe storm, just start hulking out and ripping off the sleeves of his shirt. That's how he said it. He, like, guns out, storms out.
And hold like a 42-inch TV in his hand?
Yep. So not only can he see everything on his hand, but because it's a heavier TV, so he's flexing.
Is he the one that'll say your name if you like them on Facebook?
Yes.
Dan Henry.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook on Fox 4. Dan Henry could say your name on the air.
I'm sorry. That would just be awesome if he said, oh, my God, the storms have gotten worse. Rip on both arms, just at the seam. And just
not going to let that one go, are you?
No, I think it'd be awesome. That's, I mean, besides, it's the next step, because when Mallory rolls up his sleeves, that after that, it's sort of undoing the tie a little bit. I mean, just outright rip it off.
I just think it's, Larry Mallory, Alfie gets a hold of him, I'll give him this idea. Just to show that you mean business. Is it ringing?
He let it go to voicemail.
No, he ain't going to call us back.
He probably knows better now.
Just when it gets really bad, have Larry Mallory just rip his shirt open and tattooed on his chest says, tornado warning.
Woo! Woo! Man. I don't know if ladies can handle that much.
Severe weather. Right here.
Oh!
This is how bad it's going to get. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to take a right here. Because that's what kind of weather's coming. A great big storm.
Oh, no, you know it's bad weather. How do you know? Larry's taking off his pants again.
Larry just took a on TV. That means a storm's coming. Everybody run. Speaking of running, I'm playing this again since Pittman's still in the building.
Attention! Attention! All iHeartMedia employees. Warning! Warning! President and CEO Bob Pittman is in the building. This is not a drill. This is a real-world scenario. Run! Run! Remove all name tags. Do not look directly at Bob Pittman without protective eyewear. Forget women and children first. We're not on a f***ing ship. Run down anyone in your way. Immediately find a safe hiding place. Do not hide under your desk. He will look there. Stay away from exterior walls and glass windows or doors. If you cannot make it to our basement, go to a low floor and stay in the center of the structure. Or find a concrete barrier between you and Bob Pittman, who is in the building. Place a bicycle or motorcycle helmet on your head. Do not proceed to a mobile home. Bob will pick it up and dump it over. We have specially marked safety areas equipped with first aid kits, canned food, water, protective clothing, Geiger counters, and battery-powered radios. For the elderly or the handicapped, we have prepared nothing for you. We will sound an all clear once Bob Pittman has left the building and radiation has dropped to a safe level. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is in the building. Good f***ing luck.
6:14, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, April 24th, 2015. Birthdays today. Burleson's own Kelly Clarkson turns 33. Lost co-creator Damon Lindelof is 42. From Game of Thrones, both Rory McCann and Aidan Gillen have birthdays today. Rory's 46. Aidan is 47. Cedric the Entertainer is 51. Also 51, actor Jaimin Hansu. Doug Clifford from CCR is 70. Barbra Streisand, 73. And Shirley MacLaine is 81 today. Two Dallas police officers who fatally shot a mentally ill man armed with a screwdriver last summer will not face criminal prosecution. A grand jury declined to indict the officers on Thursday. The case brought heavy scrutiny on the DPD and a wrongful death lawsuit against the two officers from Jason Harrison's family. Dallas officers came to Harrison's mother's house in June of 2014 after she called police for helping controlling her son.
Let's call people with guns to the house and be surprised if somebody got shot.
She told police he was bipolar and schizo as they walked towards the home, where they found 38-year-old Jason Harrison holding a screwdriver. Body cam footage from the incident showed officers immediately drew their weapons after seeing him at the doorway with a screwdriver.
And listening to the audio, I didn't realize there was a little bit more time. I don't know why the first time I saw the video, it seemed like he came out with a screwdriver and they went, a-bam.
Yeah, no, they told him a few times.
They warned him, drop it. Even his mother?
Uh-huh.
called him and said, drop it, or just said, hey. Actually shooting him, I don't know. You hate to pull a Katie Couric and go, okay, there's a history there. Yeah, put the taser, take him down.
I don't know if they had time for the taser.
They had time to pull their handguns.
That's what I'm saying. I think pulling the gun is quicker than the taser. Well, I don't know.
Maybe you have it out ahead of time. It's wrong to, in a lot of cases, second guess officers. But if a guy comes out with a screwdriver,
yeah,
same thing as a knife, mm-hmm, for the most part, whatever.
Well, I was just going to say, if we're second guessing it with the benefit of cool reflection, you have to give the officer the benefit of the doubt, in my view, because he doesn't have that luxury. He's acting in real time to respond to a potentially deadly situation.
But you sort of know what you're headed to, because they give him the heads up. There have been calls to the house before. The guy's schizophrenic. I don't know if he had ever attacked anybody. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how much they're privy to. And again, I don't like second-guessing police officers. So if they thought it was time to shoot him, it's time to shoot him.
The officers say Harrison lunged at them with the screwdriver, and they responded by firing several shots.
They kill him?
Yeah, he died.
Okay.
Well, the city of Arlington, its own suite at AT&T Stadium, remains more of a personal perk for its politicians rather than a tool for economic development. According to Bill Snyder, a former councilman, it's not being used effectively, and it is too valuable of an asset to let go to waste. Jerry Jones gave the city a suite in 2009 after it successfully lured the team from Irving. News 8 looked at lists of everyone who got tickets to the city suite over the last 5 years. Two-thirds at almost every event are council members, the mayor, and their spouses. Leftover passes, usually about 9 of them, go to city staff members. They do invite business leaders and company representatives, but one well-known businessman who attended told News 8 privately that local leaders do anything but economic development. Bill Snyder also said this is not a good use of city property. It's not for their personal benefit and entertainment. It's not a perk for being an elected official.
Well, meanwhile, it depends on what Jerry Jones said when he gave it to the city. Hey, if you got my stadium, you guys want to use it for city council, politicians, whatever. I think that's his call. I don't know what the original agreement was. What did Mayor say?
He avoided questions.
I like that. That was quick. That was awesome.
I wonder why.
Mayor brokered the deal to bring the Cowboys to Arlington. News 8 wanted to ask Mayor about the use of the suite, but the city said Mayor was unavailable all day. News 8 even offered to interview Mayor on Friday, but the city said Mayor would not be available then either.
Did they even check to see if he was there? See if maybe the super coupe was parked? Did they talk to his assistant, Fred?
I'm assuming it was Fred that told him that he was busy both days. However, City Councilman Charlie Parker said use of the suite is a perk for elected officials, but he didn't want to be interviewed for this story.
I don't know what the agreement was. And development for Arlington, how does a suite?
It's supposed to be economical development, basically where they would invite, you know, the head of some retail corporation to come in and hang out the game, and you try to say, hey, isn't this great? You should open a business right around the corner from the stadium. Yay.
Like the not the Visitors Bureau.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. When they invite people in, they take them around to all the topless clubs.
Right.
Look, are these nice
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to locate here instead of Ardmore?
This is awesome.
Although Ardmore is the epicenter of bars.
But man, I love day dancers.
Gay?
Day.
Oh.
Or gay, whatever.
I like day dancers. They cost less. Their egos are lower because all their c's are bad. And they use a lot of makeup trying to cover up the cesarean scars.
But they're proud of their ankle monitors.
Tell me you're lying.
No. Hand to God.
Have you seen one, Chloe?
Yes.
A topless dancer with an ankle monitor.
Yeah, not a nice place, but yes.
And that's a chick you probably want to get a dance from, because that's a chick you know needs some money.
Yeah,
because
she tried to bling it up with some stuff, but you're like, that's a...
Or you don't even have to pay her. All you got to do is run out the front door. Damn, I can't go out the front door. There ain't nobody here to blow on my lock thingy on my car.
Interlock.
Yeah.
I love that she blinged it up.
Mm-hmm.
Who did?
When Chloe said that she blinged up her ankle monitor.
Did she really?
I swear, yeah.
They allow you to go to work with an ankle monitor?
That's a difficult question.
Why?
Well, I think it depends on your circumstances.
So there are circumstances where you can go to work?
There are circumstances where you can.
Okay. Why are you being so cryptic?
Well, because sometimes probation involves, there's some vague terms that are pretty much boilerplate in any type of probation, not the least of which are, you know, avoid disreputable people and places and injuries and vicious habits. And you know, certainly that could fall somewhere under that very large umbrella.
Okay. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a bad girl. Look at me. I got an ankle monitor. But I blinged it up. I got one of those blingy things. You put crap on clothes.
Bedazzler?
Yeah.
Yes.
I bedazzled.
$20 for a lap dance, but another $100 if I cut this off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it cost $100 if I'd go home with you, because then I got to put it on another dancer.
Everett, real quick, some updated Rangers news with Josh Hamilton. According to Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports, the Rangers are expected, it looks like everything's been agreed to, just ancillary stuff. The Rangers are expected to pay around $15 million of Josh Hamilton's salary. He's due more than $80 million through 2017. Angels will pay the difference.
Nice.
In other words, the Angels wanted Josh Hamilton gone so bad, they're paying about $65 million for him not to play for them.
Damn. God.
So we want him that badly?
What it is, it's basically, and Jeff Passan said it in the next sentence, Rangers get a $15 million lottery ticket that could be worth much more.
Yeah, that's so
for the next couple of years, all the Rangers got to pay is $15 million, and if he decides to become a good ball player again, then we win. And if he sucks, no big deal. We ship him off, and we're where we were already.
And who knows? Maybe it provides a spark to an otherwise extraordinarily lethargic lineup.
Mm-hmm. The lineup's not the only thing that's lethargic around here. Okay. If you're sick of Tinder and the whole online dating thing, AskMen.com decided to come up with the best places to meet women who supposedly are not lame.
All right.
Although when you hear some of these, I'm not entirely sure they were correct. For example, the first one is Trader Joe's. As far as I know, is it just still the one in DFW off of Greenville in Dallas?
I've only heard the name. I didn't even know they were local.
They're not local. They just finally built one.
There's one in Fort Worth.
There is one in Fort Worth? Okay, that makes sense. Hewlett and I-20? Okay.
30.
All right. Trader Joe's, Dallas and Fort Worth. That's a place apparently you can go. Because I guess good chicks go to Trader Joe's. Number two is a game night in a group setting, which makes it good for meeting new people. See, game night just sounds lame.
It does.
Plus you got...
Game night where?
At somebody's house, where you basically you play Trivial Pursuit or Connect Four.
Well, if you can do that, you can just have one of your friends introduce you to somebody.
And then you could probably take her to go do something much more interesting.
Than game night.
Yeah. Cut three, a concert. You know, because it's always good to get to know someone at a place where you can't possibly hear them talk.
Cut three?
Number three, sorry.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be audio.
No.
Someplace where you can hear them talk.
No, a concert.
Oh, where you can't hear them talk.
Exactly.
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And also the dog park. This one actually makes sense. If you're single, get a dog. If you don't have a dog, borrow a friend's dog, go to the dog park. And this one I've never heard of, number five, meetup.com. Apparently they have a large amount of groups for every interest you can think of. If you hit up enough of those, you're bound to find someone you connect with.
No, I've never met anyone at meetup.com.
Really? Have you tried it?
Well, first of all, I like to go where they let you smoke, so oh. I'm very big. I'm very popular at the VFW posts and bingo parlors.
That makes sense.
I also like to pick up men where the restrooms only have one ply toilet paper.
Ew. Ew. It's such an odd standard.
I've been to a few places where they will rate your grunt.
Rate your grunt?
Yes. They like to watch you grunt, and they'll rate it on like a 1.5 to a 10.5.
Online or in person?
It's in person.
Oh, God, that's nasty.
Well, excuse me, uppity newsman.
Yeah, yeah. Not very often, but yeah, I'm going to claim superiority on this one.
I like to go to places where I can watch men pluck nose hairs and then pray to them for 28 minutes. You know where I go for a classy rim job?
Where's that?
Canton. You know who gives the best rim job in Canton?
Who's that?
Guess.
Is it Jerry?
No.
Oh.
But he'll do it at 2 in the morning.
Oh, Henry.
Henry Lewis.
That's it. I mean, that's. I don't want to say. Oh, I was thinking Jerry Lewis. That's not right at all.
No, Henry Lewis.
That's who I meant.
And he'll give you a rim job at 2 in the morning if he knows you're coming.
I bet.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are ankle monitor experts.
There are criminals on the phone.
Yes, Ben?
Yeah, you guys are talking about the strippers with the ankle bracelets. It's not a house arrest bracelet. It's more for DUIs. People that get like multiple DUIs get one of those put on, and it actually can track their blood alcohol content. So they're not supposed to drink at all when they have those. It's probably what it is for strippers.
So what is it if they... I'm going to guess if they sweat, the monitor would pick it up?
Yeah. I had a friend that had one on for a while as well. She had it for months, and she didn't drink one drop the whole entire time because it just reports it immediately.
Yeah, it's called a scram device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan had one at a time. Josh Brent Dallas Cowboys during his time before his trial. He was instructed by the judge to wear one.
Monitors the migration of alcohol through your system.
And it does that how? Is it through perspiration?
Yes.
Couldn't you use like a Sure?
I don't think so.
Something?
Yeah, spray some air down there.
Hit it with WD-40?
You could try that, but...
Everybody's tried everything.
Yeah, they usually end up back in court with some sort of excuse.
I'm just going to drink and put my foot in a freezer.
I showed you. I drink a 12-pack, put my foot in this Yeti.
Seems like that would work.
It's probably been tried, but yeah.
Why are you drinking Long Island teas with your left foot in dry ice?
I got gangrene, but I'm drunk.
I'll probably lose my left foot. Let them track me down.
Yeah, props to the guy that cut off his own foot.
That's old school. I like trying to beat the system.
Yeah, that's fun.
Spray my ankle with some Arid Extra Dry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to break, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alfie, three or not?
Actually, line two, his name's Rick.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I got a scram device on my ankle, man, and what a crocker. You know what this is, man. It's almost $400 a month.
God.
And this crazy thing, you can't even touch hand sanitizer without getting a violation.
What'd you do?
I actually got one DWI. I was way beyond the legal limit.
What'd
so
you blow?
I didn't blow anything. They actually took me to the hospital and drew blood. I was three times over the limit.
So like 0.24?
something around there. It was a couple years back.
But, hang on, yeah. Chloe, is that impressive or not?
Oh, it's all right.
Okay.
To Chloe, that's a Tuesday.
How long do you have to wear it?
Well, I should be getting it off next month, but it'll be a total of 2 years that I've had it on so far.
Damn.
For your first DUI?
Yeah, my very first one, but that's classified
county?
As a felony.
What county? No. Your first DWI is not a felony. What are you not telling us?
Well,
come on.
I was taking an ex-girlfriend's son home. He was 14.
Oh, DWI with a kid in the car. All right.
Did you cross state lines? Because that's a man act.
No, man. It's just one of those things. You know, I was at Hooters all afternoon, went and got my hair cut, and she's a hairstylist. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll take your son home. No problem. Next thing I know, I got pulled over for having a taillight out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not cooperating. Take me to jail.
So you got drunk and took your hairstylist's son home?
Yeah. Well, it didn't take him all the way home. The cops took him the rest of the way.
Stupid.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Six 40, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Now listen. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SaveNorthTexasWater.com. We're getting started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at University. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Hewlin Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop Bay 20, just before I-20. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Berry Street into Lake Worth. Eastbound Loop 820, just after Azel Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from 199 Jacksboro Highway. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 20, right at 2nd Avenue. Got a stalled vehicle there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Right now, a tornado warning has been issued for southern Tarrant County that began 11 minutes ago and will end around 7 p.m. Right now, it's going through southern Tarrant County. It's getting its tornado warning. No reports yet that I've heard as far as a tornado on the ground, but the conditions are right for it. So just keep that in mind and take necessary precautions. Otherwise, the scattered storms continue tonight, 61 for a low tomorrow, sunny, and 90 for a high. Right now, 69 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, The Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
All right. What do we have this week, Mark?
Hello, Russ. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mark.
We have Ava and Barnaby is here with us today, and a lot of people out in the hall were loving up on both of these dogs. So we'll start with Ava. We'll say girls go first.
Okay.
And Ava is looks like a woof, part woof, but she's actually a husky mix.
Woof.
Small package.
30, Alfie, that camera's on.
38 pounds. Kind of got white with the black and gold markings on it. But it looks like kind of like a small, like I said, a small husky mix. 38 pounds. A year old. Just over a year old. She was found by one of our rescuers out on the streets on a cold February evening, back when we were having snow and ice and all that kind of good stuff.
That would explain the coldness.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, just describing how cold it was. But anyway,
do you color your pubic hair?
No, but I wore your favorite shirt today. Did you notice?
I noticed that.
I promised you
last
week.
That's what made me think of your penis.
Oh.
That's so awkward.
I don't know. Yeah. So anyway,
focus focused on the dogs, Mark.
Right. So anyway, So she was found by one of our independent rescuers. She was brought into Pawsless City. She's not a high energy dog, but she gets bored if you leave her like outside, and she'll try to dig out or something. But we're kind of working with her on that. But very sweet dog, crate trained, loves dogs, other dogs, loves people, loves kids. I couldn't get her to take many treats. Unlike the other dog, as what you'll notice.
Because we asked you to feed the dogs heavily since Bob Pittman's in town.
Exactly. And I double fed them. Yeah.
Make sure that they bring something with them.
Right.
We've only had one accident in the building so far, so.
What was that dog's name?
Well, we had another one about 3 weeks ago. So
there was a big one here in the studio.
Right.
We wanted some big ones in the hall, so if Bob Pittman walked by, we could go, that's Charlie Wilkinson's turd. Our GM.
Well, as Alfie will attest, Eli did a pretty good job about 3 weeks ago. Fumigated the whole hall. So
that's a good boy.
So, thanks to us. Anyway, so but once again, we're working on that as far as the digging out thing. And she's not an escape artist. She just gets bored if she's left alone outside, which we encourage dogs not to be left alone outside.
How do you encourage the dogs?
Well, I mean, encourage the people that have the dogs. Thank you. I'm still rattled by your first comment when I first came on the air. So.
Man, you got to focus.
All you had to say was yes or no.
I'm focused. Okay. So Ava, once again, 1-year-old husky mix, very sweet dog. Little bit shy at first.
She's warming up.
But she is warming up, yeah.
Okay.
Barnaby is the...
what kind of watch is that you're wearing?
Jesus.
It's a Nixon.
Let me hold it up. That's a nice watch. That's a big watch.
That's a clock.
Yeah.
That's bigger than Billy's.
Oh, yeah. Billy's is not quite that size.
Hold on, Dan. Hold it back up. God, that's huge.
So what?
Do you have bad eyes or do you just enjoy being ostentatious?
I'd hate to see the size of your ring. You got a watch on your
No, not currently.
Look down. Hey, time to
Here, Russ, try this on.
No, I got small wrists. It's not going to fit on me.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's almost like it's a weight. So it's almost like if you're training when you're, you know, doing things.
That is, I don't know if it's the biggest watch I've seen, but it's got to be the heaviest. Isn't that uncomfortable? Do you take it off to masturbate? Or is that the way that you wind it?
it's not self-winding, but that would wind it up, that's for sure.
Okay. Actually, it fits me.
It does fit you.
Do you have small wrists?
I don't know. They're kind of normal wrists, I think.
Let me see.
There's one button.
Yeah. No, those are normal-sized wrists.
Why do you think you have small wrists?
Yeah.
Because I have small wrists.
Maybe they're just normal.
And I'm fat around them?
First of all, not where I was going.
I couldn't wear a watch that the face of this watch is as big as my wrist.
I don't have any more. Yeah, 51 millimeters. If you
want it's sheer madness.
You look good in it, though.
With this watch?
Yeah, you're rocking it.
Nobody looks good in that. No offense, Mark.
Oh, thanks.
Well, if you've got a bigger wrist.
You look studly.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not lying.
There's a whole lot of people talking without mics on.
Yeah.
And they're off for a reason. I know. Nobody seems to understand.
They don't care.
I'm sorry.
How much does something like this run?
I won't compliment you anymore.
Yeah, about $550. I mean, anyway, it looks good on you, Russ.
Thank you, Mark.
That's just too big. I don't get the fad of the big watches.
I don't know. I first noticed it a few years ago. I guess rappers started wearing them. Athletes were wearing them.
What does this weigh? About 12 ounces?
I don't know what it weighs. It's a 51 millimeter face, I can tell you that. Because when the 51s came out.
51s?
Right.
Oh my God.
I went to 51 instead of a 48.
You big baller.
It's kind of like...
You working out?
It's kind of like having 22s on your car, right?
No, so. It's more like having 24s.
Or 24s, right.
Is this impressive to certain people, maybe at the The truck stop.
I just like the watch. I don't know. Chelsea, is it in? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you have a big one?
I have a big one too.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Here, Dan, give him his
weight.
Yeah.
There is another dog over here, by the way.
Oh, Barnaby. Barnaby's a pit mix, 2 years old. The shelter describes Barnaby, and I quote, one of the best pit bulls mixes that we have ever met, a big, lovable doofus. So that was a quote from them.
Right now, Barnaby's just chilling.
Barnaby is a chilled, yeah. Black and white. Kind of, Alfie made a point that it looks like the RCA dog, and I thought that was a good...
Yes, he does. Same basic coloring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so how do they decide he was one of the best pit bulls? Did he win some baby eating contest?
No. It's a boarding partner that he's staying with that sees a lot of our dogs and sees a lot of dogs every day of their customers as well as ours. And, it's Boarding Bungalow, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great partner of ours. They provide free boarding slots for us when we have more dogs than foster so we can keep them off death row.
And how old is Barnaby?
Barnaby's 2 years old. He was rescued at the last minute from DAS. DAS was overcrowded. Pit bulls tend to get sometimes, unfortunately, put down first, and we pulled him and rescued
because
him.
Of the perception?
Because of the perception.
Like idiots saying he won a baby eating contest?
Right.
Okay.
I will say this. I can see the one thing that there was like a slight little from Barnaby just now because the other
Which
dog.
Which one's Barnaby?
The pit bull.
Okay.
The chill one. In other words, the only time he was unchill was when the other dog was standing on his wiener. Am I lying?
You're not lying.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, I would be so proud to be able to say that. That bitch pissed me off. She's standing on my
And these two have never met one another before and rode in the back seat of my car and we're just hanging out. Licking,
well, of course. You got a dog big enough where you can stand on his
That's part of the reason he's so chill.
Yeah, maybe she likes that. So,
that's right. Take a look at it.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
What are they doing now?
Foreplay? she's done standing on it. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're about to get busy.
Well, none of it works anymore, so I don't. At least we won't get any puppies out of it.
That's not stopping Ava from trying.
Okay. About to have my own version of dog fart. Any events this weekend?
We do. We have our Spring Fling adoption event, and it's at Firewheel Town Center. Highway 78 and George Bush Turnpike. It's tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
You ever wax your pubes?
No. I had to think of a sec. No.
Shave them?
Possibly.
Get your wax, your butt waxed?
No, I haven't done that.
No
Brazilian? Haven't gone Brazilian?
No.
Mm-hmm. I bet you look good in a thong.
I doubt it, but.
What?
Skates.
And skates.
I really, seriously.
You like to roller skate?
I used to.
In your thong?
No.
With great big headphones?
Skating through River Legacy?
All of that except the thong.
You ever been on chips?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Any other events?
No, but at that adoption event, we're going to have about 18 to 20 dogs, one of our bigger adoption events. We're also going to have raffle prizes and even a kissing booth where you can pay a dollar to get kissed by a dog. Sevi, who has been at this show before, I mentioned her when she was on the show that she was our kissing booth dog. She will be there.
And the pit bull with the big crank?
Barnaby.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He may do some duty in the kissing booth. He was kissing up on Kinsey out there.
I bet you could set up a glory hole with him.
Yeah. Really ratchet up the donations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
And that's the biggest roll of lipstick I ever seen. All this on the website?
It's on the website, pausingthecity.org, as well as you can follow us on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you. Another fascinating segment.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome.
Right.
Get everything worked out with Star Power?
Just about. We're just picking the date.
What?
It's Mark's birthday.
Today?
Yes.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I...
who wants to suck his... first. Because that's what we do around here.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
658, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by American Airlines. Starting off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at University. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's unwinding back from Hewlin. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, just before I-20. Got an accident there in the clearing stages as well. Traffic is backed up back from Berry Street. In Lake Worth, eastbound Loop 820, just after Azle Avenue, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Jacksboro Highway 199. Finally, in Dallas, eastbound 30 at 2nd, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared to hold that load behind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Right now, there is a tornado warning for Ellis County as well as Johnson County. That began about 10 minutes ago or so and will go until 7:16. There's also currently a severe thunderstorm warning for Dallas County. Haven't heard anything yet as far as a tornado warning for Dallas County yet, but give it time. It'll probably happen. The rest of the evening, calls for more scattered storms and a low of 61. Tomorrow, hopefully sunny and a high of 90. Right now, 69 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, anything else with the weather we need to know about?
At the moment, it's just bad straight-line winds at the very least. I still haven't heard anything as far as a tornado warning for Dallas County, but still has an effect for Ellis and Johnson.
Everett, what did you mention during the break?
They're telling people at DFW Airport to move away from the windows, so apparently they're anticipating bad things.
Okay.
I saw on Twitter just a couple minutes ago that pieces of the roof at the La Quinta Inn at Bryant Irvin and I-20 in Fort Worth had come off. So, yeah. So, it's May in North Texas.
I like that. Kinsey La Quinta.
That's not bad. Or almost May.
You're keeping my mic off today.
Well, sometimes I turn it off when I want you to shut up.
Well, that makes me sad.
Well, don't be sad. Be quiet.
You did get a lot of her on Tuesday, though. Although not as much as you had hoped.
And there are people that are still pissed off at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can...
Oh, you let me smell your ass, but not the front.
No. And if people are mad, then bye, Felicia.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone explain this to me.
I need to know what bye, Felicia means.
Alfie, go ahead.
It's from the movie Friday. There's a character named Felicia that shows up all the time. And Ice Cube, that's his way of dismissing her. And that's become super popular amongst morons. Yeah.
Bye, Felicia. It's like, you know.
It's basically
adios, get out of here.
It's a brush off.
Yeah.
I got it.
I ain't got time for that. Bye, Felicia.
Ain't got time for that. Bye, Felicia.
So what happened on Tuesday?
Bye, Felicia.
Somebody stunk up the studio, and we thought it was Kinsey.
Okay.
It wasn't.
We still don't know that.
It was not.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Russ. And close as it wasn't him. So the only other person in the room is Kinsey.
It was not me.
It was you.
I like the way she keeps talking away from her mic. She's complaining that it's off. And then she talks away.
That's because I'm talking to Everett, not to the mic.
She's yours.
And you've decided to go ahead and finish your degree. Why?
Because it's important to me.
And who do you think will hire you?
You did.
Boom.
Oh, bye, Felicia.
Okay, you're going to have to stop that.
Why?
The bye Felicia thing, that's...
It, you know, Alfie is to bye Felicia as Russ, you are to fender bender.
Or, oh, you don't like that term?
Fender bender? No. Why can't, when they're doing traffic reports, why can't they just say a wreck?
Or a collision.
There's a fender bender, an accident, whatever. But everybody has to use it. Oh, it rhymes.
It's makes like Dan's sound. Literally.
What?
It's like Dan's literally.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never stop by Felicia, though, so you're out of luck, Alfie. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not kidding.
You haven't stopped the literally thing either, so I don't know why any of us have any expectations.
Yeah, I'm not stopping by Felicia either.
Okay, don't. I'll just pick one up on my own. Like.
So anyway, in order to dispel the smell thing,
right?
Kenzie let Russ smell her backside. But then she got super defensive when he accused her of saying of being of a bad front smell.
And he wanted to smell my front.
But she'd let me smell the back.
Yes.
Well, and it's important to identify the offending hole.
Well.
And with her, we don't know if it shifts.
That's right.
You know, it's all kind of similar in the same
there's
area.
There could be something going on in your pants, like the McFarland effect.
That's right.
What about Kenzie McFarland?
I like it. Go with that. I like Kenzie Buckwheat better.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie Buckwheat.
Mm-hmm. Or Kenzie Stinky Front.
Kenzie Felicia.
See? And we had the chance to exonerate her if she let me smell the front.
That would have done it.
If it don't stink, it's good pink.
Yes. I've always said that.
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm. Even in court.
Because in life and court, it's important to rhyme.
It is. Juries love that.
There were people sitting in their driveways waiting to see if Kenzie was going to let Russ.
There was somebody in our promotions department.
Abby stopped me last night after the show, and she's like, Dad! I'm like, yes? Thought I was in trouble. She said, Tuesday was her birthday. Her husband was taking her out for her birthday, some reservation, nice restaurant. She had her husband push off the reservation for another half an hour so they could sit in the car and listen to whether or not Kenzie was going to let Russ smell her front.
I love Abby.
And that would have totally eliminated Kenzie from the mystery.
Because
the backside smelled like lotion.
Okay.
So, you know, it didn't come out that.
Right.
So it had to be the front side. And we were just wondering what she's hiding in the front.
And I can't even queef. I've never queefed in my life.
You know you queefed?
No.
I swear on everything, I have never queefed.
If you truly believe that, then you do not know what a queef is.
Yes, I do, Alfie, and I've never done it.
Man, you have
never.
In that case, Kenzie, you have also never lived.
I have never done it.
That means you've never
life.
Had good sex if you ain't had a queef.
That's I've right. never had it happen during that, ever.
Well, then somebody ain't pumping up air in.
Or I'm just maybe normal. I don't know.
There's nothing abnormal about it.
It's a compliment. It's like belching after a good meal.
I think it's weird.
After somebody bangs you, if you go.
That's no.
No.
I've never done it.
It's the vagina's way of saying thanks.
Never happened. Do people make this happen on their own? Or does it just happen?
It just gets pumped full of air and it goes.
So you
I can't
don't
even make the noise anymore.
No, there's nothing you. It's not a bad thing, Kenzie. It's just something that happens.
No, I know. I'm asking, like, do women make themselves queef or does
no,
it just happen?
No, they just get pumped full of air and then they queef. Oh. Why they call it a queef, I don't know.
It sounds, you know.
Sounds royal.
It does.
Yeah. You can't queef on cue.
No, but it does sound like you're part of royalty. I have to say it.
Say it.
Queen Laquifa.
That does sound nice.
Why don't you use that as your last name? Kenzie Queef.
No.
Kenzie McQueef, you could be Irish.
Oh my gosh, no.
You paint it green on Patrick's Day.
That's what I'd do.
If I ever do queef, y'all will be the first to know. How about that?
I think we'll probably be the second. Or maybe the third.
Group text y'all.
Yeah, I don't think I need to know.
Guess what I did?
Would you queef if we sang to you?
No.
Alfie?
I don't even know how.
Is your queef to be a queef to be forever?
Sing it.
A queef to do whatever.
is she?
She's your queen.
Gotta love this show.
Let me mention this really quick before, while it's still on the stands. The Dallas Observer wrote up a recent one, Ryan.
Your queen
to be. Sorry. We'll
recent,
that all
is this the recent Observer? Yes.
That's the one that came out yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, the creatives issue. Oh, okay. I saw them posting certain things about like Dallas's most creative, whatever, top 100.
It's still on the stands if you want to pick it up. I'm not really a fan of the Observer, but they did a story on Skull. It says the Eagle has landed. Veteran 97.1, the Eagle host Cindy Skull is back on top of the morning radio show pile in Dallas.
Nice.
Talks about Skull has a familiar voice, edgy, vibrant, and sassy. It's been riding the Dallas radio waves for 2 decades. Actually, I think it's longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Skull doesn't definitely bore listeners of her morning show. Her show recently hit the number one spot. I don't know what demo, but I'm sure she hit something.
It's men something, I think. I'm not sure.
Placed in the top 10 in all the key demographics, beating The Ticket and Kiss 106.1 in some places. Oh, they actually mention us.
Really?
The last time an Eagle morning show scored this high was in 2000 with Russ Martin's morning show.
There you go. Yeah. See, they plugged you in there.
In the 2 decades that Skull has been on the air in Dallas, she's experienced some of the worst moments of her career.
Mm-hmm.
Such as when Russ Martin announced that he was leaving the morning show on the Eagle to go do an afternoon show at 105.3. A short-lived talk station.
Excuse me? Short-lived?
Do an afternoon show on 105.3, a short-lived talk station.
I would think short-lived would be something like The Coyote in Austin.
Like when, 3-4 months?
Exactly. That is short-lived.
Yeah, we were a talk station for 9 years while we were here, or there.
Who are they calling a short-lived station?
Live 105.3 okay. When I was over at CBS.
It didn't feel short-lived when I was there. It felt like 6 wonderful years of my life.
It's a long time.
Skull said when he left, the Eagle, it's like the magic started fading.
Oh,
I'm going to have to bang her.
That was sweet.
Skull and Martin have known each other since 1994 when they shared an office. They don't mention that I used to masturbate in her office.
Probably didn't have room. In the article.
It's really sad what gets cut out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a really good article on Cindy.
That's awesome.
And it was kind of her to mention us. Sorry, looking for my name again.
Of course you are.
21st of rock and roll.
I love how in an article about Cindy Skull, Russ scours it for his own name.
He's found it at least twice, though.
All right, that is true.
Is there another point?
You've already hit two. One when you left in 2000, mm-hmm. and the other one where Skull brings up that when you left, the magic left with you.
Yeah, but you would think there'd be a follow-up to that, where when Russ came back, so did the magic between them. Although they may be in different day parts. Maybe that's why Chris Ryan left.
Why?
Couldn't handle all the tension between you two, having to bridge morning and afternoon. Did Russ say anything about me last night?
Yeah, I don't see my name again. Other than that, it's a pretty good story.
Did it give a ranking for her?
No, it doesn't mention the ratings at all. It just says number one in certain demographics. And
no, I mean in the most, like the 100 most creatives. I don't know, there's a number attached.
It just says under music, the Eagle has landed.
Cool.
No other mention of me, so I don't care. It's in the Observer. There you go.
Larry's finger is right over us. Well, it was.
I could hear the thunder through our windows, and they're soundproof.
Yeah, he had his finger right over Addison.
and the wind estimates here across Fort Worth. Now, there goes the high winds heading towards Mesquite, spreading down towards Siegelville, over towards Balk Springs, down towards Ferris. Let's track this leading.
Hell, it's headed towards Mesquite. Mama, go out front and secure all the bird feeders.
Pink flamingos.
Make sure the flamingos are weighted down.
You know, it's a bad storm when you lose 22 flamingos. Okay. But you want to go on that one?
Yeah, but not now.
Well,
you have something else?
No. I mean, yeah, I got tons of other stuff.
Go for a few minutes and then we'll go.
Having lots of sex is apparently a great career move. A new study of 7,500 people out of Anglia Ruskin University in England found that people who have sex two or three times a week make 4.5% more money at work than people who have sex less often. And the researchers think it's pretty simple as to the reason why. People who have more sex are happier and are more fulfilled in their lives. That translates to more productivity and a better attitude at work, and that then leads to a higher salary. There is one catch, however. The researchers could not figure out for sure if more sex leads to more money or more money just leads to more sex.
I have no answer for that. When was the last time you had sex?
I am not answering any of your questions that are personal questions.
Oh.
That's none of your business or the...
Okay.
You already told us
about people that are listening.
You already told us about your lack of queefing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty personal.
To me, that sounds like a guy with a small weenie ain't pumping enough air in.
Okay, no. I've just never queefed. I don't know what... It just never has
to me, that's embarrassing. I'd go to the gynecologist. Have them check you. They can check you for queefs.
Happened. No, like,
what,
don't.
What problem are you having?
I do not queef. I like did not quiff enough. I've never quiffed. I haven't had them check me with the air pump at the gas station. I cannot quiff. My quiffer is out. Are you meeting anybody? Are you? I know you're not dating anybody right now.
No, I don't have time. I mean, I'm literally school all day long, come to work, and then do homework on the weekends and hang out with.
So there's been no time for concerts?
My dog. I mean, I'll go to concerts.
So you didn't even have time to go to Austin City Limits, did you?
I didn't even know that was happening.
What was the concert you went to in Austin is what I meant.
I didn't go to a concert in Austin.
Never mind. Saw a photo on Facebook.
That she went to Austin?
She went to some concert. She
did
was
you go
in...
to Austin?
I still go to concerts. No, I didn't go to Austin.
Did you queef in Austin?
No.
When you say you've never queefed, do you mean in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
No, I mean in my entire life.
Have you ever queefed in San Angelo?
No.
San Marcos?
No.
San Antonio?
No.
South by Southwest?
No.
Did you go to
South
by Southwest?
That's the concert I went to.
I asked Austin.
No,
that's not Austin.
That's South by South, so what, or something like that. South by
so
what?
There's South by Southwest, which is Austin, and South by so what, which is in Grand Prairie. It's like a spinoff of South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. But it's at Quick Trip Park. Hmm.
You know, there are deed restrictions against queefing in San Angelo.
I didn't queef in San Angelo.
That's a good thing you didn't.
You have to have a permit to queef in San Angelo.
Well, good.
Especially at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Severe civil and criminal penalties can be imposed.
All right, well, that's
and
good.
If you're queefing as you cross state lines, that's a man act.
It's good to know.
And be sure to check with an oil and gas attorney if a gas company contacts you about queefing rights.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right, because those can be subdivided.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
subdivided.
Sometimes they can... create a queef if they drill at an angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From a neighboring property.
Yeah.
Right.
Slant queefing.
Oh, okay.
Which could be considered... Never mind. You know where I was going?
Yes. Oh. I think even I knew where he was going.
I don't know.
No, I think she does.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's growing up right before our eyes.
That's right. She's been listening to the vapors.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oddly enough, kind of has something to do with queefing.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Turning Japanese. Do you go places to meet people?
I go places and I meet people, but I don't go out purposely to meet.
You should hang out with Alfie and his on and off girlfriend. Damn it. Tell me your name.
Reunited.
Yes.
Yeah. Alfie and I. Alfie and I go out sometimes to meet people. We like to meet people at the morgue.
Okay. breathing people?
No, they're dead. But they never say no. They're all bad dancers, though.
Oh my God. Why do you try to dance with a dead person?
You got me.
I'm sorry. I was trying to keep that going.
They just put their feet on your feet and you dance around.
Oh.
You could always lead. You know you're going to lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're dead. Sometimes Alfie and I pick up people at the Wonder Bread store on Ledbetter.
The Wonder Bread store?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's the Wonder Bread store.
Don't tell people that.
You're the one that suggests all these places. You're the one that goes, hey, let's go hang at the VCR repair store. That's a good place to pick up chicks. Or the Tote the Note Miata lots. Alfie and I actually met at the mini dumpster behind the Carl's Jr.
Sounds so romantic.
It was. We had just finished. He had fingered me at a foosball tournament. Another good place to pick up people is we like to go to the public restroom in Fort Worth where Ty Hungen got arrested.
Mm.
That's very popular. Mm-hmm. That, Revachon Plaza.
Good icebreaker spots.
Yeah, you just plan on getting fingered. We met a lot of fans and had some anal sex at Buck Owens' grave site.
Why Buck Owens?
It just seemed like the right place to go. Everybody was picking and grinning.
Hit it, man. I got places to be. Party at Buck's place.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. To reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, his website, DallasAttorney.com. You can also find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, as well as Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
Bye.
The Metroplex.